We're back, live and local, on the Power Trip.
I like the Alaskan pipeline.
I mean, say what you want about the tenets of National Socialism, dude. At least it's an ethos.
Yeah.
And also, let's not forget, dude, that keeping wildlife, an amphibious rodent for, domestic, within the city, that ain't legal either.
What are you, a f***ing park ranger now?
No, I'm just trying to...
Who gives a shit about f***ing marmot?
We got a call about lewd behavior on the boardwalk, and you the only thing I see around here that could qualify.
How is this?
Lewd.
I'm not lewd at all. I don't even know what... Lube or lewd?
Maybe you got off on the wrong foot, because what were you doing in the produce section?
I was trying fruit on.
Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy. That is good news.
Because you travel internationally, you realize some people don't like Americans. I mean, the Canadians like us, and the Israelis like us. The Australians like Americans so much, it makes you question their judgment. But I get a kick out of what Europeans don't like about Americans. I was like, you Americans are dumb. You know nothing about Europe. It's not that we're dumb. We're just not that interested. Sorry, I don't want to learn more about your windmill country. He's going to get a wooden shoe in his ass. Obviously, I love traveling internationally. The only negative, too many foreigners, right? The weird thing is you travel around the world and you realize pretty quickly people are the same wherever you go. Wherever you go, there are good people and there are Russians. See, the reason that's funny is because we were all raised with this bigotry towards Russians. I have a friend, he was born in Russia. He moved here when he was 3, and I still think he might be a spy. The best is when you're visiting a country and someone thinks you're a native. I was waiting for a cab in Stockholm, and this Swedish lady turned to me, and she was like, Bjornborg. That's not what she said. That's what I heard. But I knew in that moment that once this lady found out I was American, she was going to be disappointed. So I just decided that I was not going to speak any language she spoke. She was like, Bjornborg. And I was like, ah. She was like, tu parlez-vous français? And I was like, She was like, do you speak English? And I was like... That woman is now my wife. It's just like the Notebook! What?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
Jesus, am I speaking Chinese?
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Wednesday, April 4th, even though it looks like January 4th out there. It absolutely sucks in the state of Minnesota. And it looks like it's going to suck for another, 4 or 5 days?
It's so cold.
It's freezing. It's not just the snow. My feet are ice cold.
Did you shovel or something before you came in?
No.
You didn't?
No. My garage door was mostly frozen shut, though. I had to kick it about 6 times to make sure like the ice moved just enough where it would uncrack.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I had a hard time getting out of my cul-de-sac.
Oh, man. Door open to my apartment building. Drove right out.
Yeah.
Got here in 6 minutes.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I think you got it all figured out.
I do. No yard.
Pros and cons, man. Pros and cons.
Sure. I mean, you both live with women. I would prefer that, but...
I don't know about that. Nah. Again, pros and cons.
That's right.
Pros and cons.
I think I'd be better off in a
I RV, told you, Clark. You guys can move in.
I definitely don't want to do that either.
Nope.
There's got to be more than two options.
You can nap whenever you want.
I don't trust you.
What do you mean? I sleep a lot.
Yeah, but I don't trust that our naps are going to overlap. I don't think I could sleep comfortably.
I have a huge Sleep Number bed. I wouldn't even see you on the other end.
Oh, good for you.
So it blows. So I was watching Channel 11 last night. Care 11, you guys familiar with it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is Rosie on that?
No. Randy Shaver and Belle Jensen and Julie Nelson, they were joking about this poll question. Whether or not you should shovel, knowing that 4 or 5 days from now, it's going to be 50 degrees and you don't have to shovel anymore.
Right.
Do you shovel or snowblow with 4 or 5 days to go? I'm not gonna.
Are you serious?
No.
I don't blame you.
Mentally, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
Twofold. Number one, right, is that the snowblower never got fixed. So that's not happening.
Buy a new one.
Yeah. I'm going to have to. This thing's screwed.
So one of the Bramer brothers couldn't fix something of yours?
He got it unbelievably close.
The guy's from the golf course?
Yes. Man. He got it unbelievably close. And then we thought it was just one of the things that I could do on my own, and that wasn't the thing.
Yeah.
So.
Was his brother there today? Could he look at it?
Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you, though.
So, snowblower, not happening. Shoveling, not happening. So, if the snow is mostly done, are we mostly done with the snow?
Who knows, Corey?
There's a handful of inches on my driveway, but still, not anything that I can't just plow right through with the old vehicle. And that's the telling tale. It's just,
yeah.
Let's just let it melt. 3, 4, 5 days from now, you know?
I don't know. It's
supposed to be 37 on Tuesday.
Yep.
42 Wednesday. Then we're talking next Wednesday. Then we're talking 50-ish Thursday and beyond.
Is it sad that we get excited for 50-degree weather? Because we've had... It's like 15 out.
I'm not sure I can wait that long.
Where are you going, babe?
Well, I'm going to Qatar a week from today.
Oh.
And I might just stay.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the time you get back, it's going to be super nice. It's going to be 50.
Do I have to tell the people...
Rainy, but 50.
...that you're going with, that if you walk away, don't go looking for you?
Yeah, I don't want them to waste any resources.
I'll send the email I send every group you travel with.
Yeah.
He's gone. He does not want to be found.
Yeah, let him go.
I just want to play golf.
It's a big world out there.
We're almost there.
Outside.
Yeah.
I don't want to go outside.
I love going outside. I do, because all I do is sit inside.
Right.
Yeah. What's wrong with that?
I don't know. It's boring. Yeah. There's no communication. It's just Muppet night. I need to get out and interact with people on the golf course.
By the way, the medical marvel that I am, remember I had my physical about a week or two ago, right?
Yeah.
Results came back almost identical to like the last 10 years, where the doctor shakes his head and says, I don't know how all your numbers are this good. Because my diet, right, it makes no sense.
Right.
But the one, and it's just funny to me, the one that continues to struggle is basically the one that can be cured by going outside and getting more sunlight. That's legitimately the only thing that's medically wrong with me.
Vitamin D?
Sure.
That's what it is. You get plenty of D on the weekend.
That's not true.
Oh. It's a rumor?
Just a hot rumor.
Oh. Man, some old...
I don't want to go outside, whether it's 10 degrees out or 50 degrees out. I don't want to go outside. I just don't want to drive in this weather.
Well, yeah, wow. Give it a week.
What channel am I watching?
MLB.
Are you...
Yep.
Holy moly, yep. Dude.
Yeah, some hot chick.
Oh, well, yeah, but she's wearing like a...
Yeah.
Spandex dress.
She's so hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. And
yeah.
Wow.
You gonna leave it on that channel?
It's a matter.
So you mentioned you're going out of the country next week.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
we,
right.
We probably shouldn't announce it yet, just in case we haven't crossed the T's and dotted the I's. But potentially replacing you on initials on April 13th, arguably one of the biggest guests we've ever had to play, right? That's about as big as we've ever had to play
probably,
initials.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
One of the best in his profession.
Correct.
Yeah.
So
So Rosie?
We're at like, what, 85% sure?
I think it's 95. I
mean, 95% sure that he's going to play.
Yeah, my source wouldn't.
100% it?
No, but he also wouldn't float it and be like,
I agree.
Mind. Yeah.
So barring some kind of last second snag, we'll have a big announcement, a big time initials player and Power Trip guest a week from Friday.
Mm. Yeah, who originally just wanted, I'm not making this up. I got a text from somebody who knows this person very well and works with them and said, can blank come in and watch?
Just wanted to watch the show.
Come in and watch.
We said, what?
Yeah.
Not we. Saw said, what?
Yeah. And then he goes, oh, he just wants to play initials. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, of course he
of
can.
Of course he can play.
So, yeah, we'll announce that next week once we get it locked in, but it's looking good.
I pulled a Corey Cove yesterday.
That could mean so many things, and most of them are gross.
It was when I got my staples out.
How'd that go? I don't know if I like stapleless meat sauce.
It was more painful than actually getting them put in.
Really?
Yeah. So, because it was...
How's the damage look?
I'll show you. Hockey, will you look at it?
Sure, I will.
So, is it bandaged?
No, not anymore.
Oh, nice.
So, I went in. And I told her, she said, hey, looks great. Healed well, perfect. But it's got a scab on it, right? Because it's a wound. Mm-hmm. So unbeknownst to me, she starts picking at it. I'm like, what are you doing? She's like, well, I got to get this off to get the stitches off and the staples and all that nonsense. I'm like, oh, okay. So she starts going at it. And all of a sudden, I'm like getting like super sweaty. Mm-hmm. Like,
because you're getting turned on by all the scab picking.
Yeah. And it's and all the stuff that's going on that she's using to like clean it and all that before they take all that out. And I all of a sudden I'm like, can I lay down? And I laid back and I like zonked out for like I don't know how long. I Corey'd it.
You legitimately blacked out.
I blacked out. I don't know why.
Over getting staples removed?
What's
wrong with you?
It was like, and then I come to and he comes in and he hands me a Capri Sun and he's like, hey, you just need some sugar. You're fine. Starts talking to me. I kind of come back. Starts taking them out. No Novocaine, no nothing. Boop, boop. I'm like, that was it? And she's like, yeah, and then you got to do this, this. It wasn't painful, but it was more irritating than actually getting them in.
You blacked out.
But I blacked out to the point where I woke up to her going, hey, hey, hey. I don't know how long I was out. 2 seconds? An hour? Maybe I'm still blacked out? I woke up with hockey above me.
Yeah. Did you keep the staples?
No, they threw them out sight unseen. But there's also some like disposable, disintegrating stitches deep in there. But I think it looks great. Wash my hair fully for the first time.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Oh, you want to see it?
Yeah, Chris wants to see him too.
Yeah, I kind of do.
Guys... He's going to show you first. Yep. He was 3 feet away from me. He's taking the long route.
That's a big old hole in your head. That's like a...
Can you tell where the staples were?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Smells funny.
Does it?
No.
That's not good.
I'm just kidding. Hi.
Hey, I donated that money of yours.
Thanks. I could do that. I could have done that myself. I wanted to.
How is that even a thing?
Right.
Can we talk about what you just referred to?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
It happened on the air. This isn't a secret. It makes no sense. Break down what happened yesterday at 8:00.
Well, I so far have been lucky enough to win some basketball bets, and right now, Rosie and Carly and Saucy all owe me $100. Well, Saucy paid me right away.
Because that was for the Wolves not getting to 50 wins.
That's right. Yes,
right.
Sir.
Because there were two different Wolves waves. The first one has already been locked in. They cannot get to 50 wins, so you won 100 from all three of them.
Right, exactly. So he paid me right away. And then Carly came in yesterday and handed me $100. I said, you know what? If you would, just do me a favor and go ahead and... and give this to Jason's, Give 16 campaign. Mm-hmm. He said, oh, great, thank you, I'll do that. Well, on the air then, Rosie was disseminating the monies he's owing and owed, And he just said, I'm going to go ahead and give yours. He's talking to me. I'm going to go ahead and give yours to Carly to give to the Give 16 charity.
That's not how that works.
No.
And I says...
Because then that's you donating $200, right. Not $100.
Yeah, right. And you realize that Carly's probably not going to take his money from him because that's just, you know... We've heard her do that before. She's like, no, yeah, it's okay, you know.
And let me state the obvious. That's not his decision to make. No. Even if it is for charity.
Right. He should give it to me.
Right.
And then I can decide whether I want to give it to the charity or not.
For example, tomorrow, because Rosie gave me $100
right.
to give to Tommy Olsen.
Right.
No. I take that back. Right. I owe Mark $100.
Right.
And Mark said, don't pay me, just pay Tommy the $100. So he technically didn't give me $100, but he is now passed the $100 on. So now I owe Tommy $200 plus Rosie's $100. So I have to pay Tommy $300 tomorrow. No problem. Yeah. What if I showed up tomorrow and Tommy rolls in at, you know, 5:45 and I say, Tommy, great news. I just made a $300 donation to the Human Fund in your name.
Yeah, who's the human?
And I just said, I was going to give you the money, but I wanted to donate it to charity in your name. Classy move by you, Tommy.
Yeah, good work, Tom.
Yeah, thanks, Tom.
Yeah, that's not how charity works, and that's not how a bet works.
No.
For example, if you had not told Carly to take that $100 and donate it to the Give 16 Foundation,
sure.
What would Mark have done?
Skip the conversation altogether, probably.
Yeah, probably, but still found a way to not give you $100, or would he just randomly donated it?
I don't know.
He owes you $100.
We're bringing that up when he's here.
100%.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are.
And as you said, what if hockey doesn't want to donate $200?
Right, and what happens there is then Rosie's trying to say, like, look at me, I'm donating $100. You're not donating $100.
He's showing off.
Why don't you lose $100 to Chris?
Yeah.
And then Chris can do whatever he wants with that $100. And then you donate $100.
I think he's just banking on the fact that Carly will forget about it. And I'll just assume that he gave Carly the $100. And then he'll be all good with his $100. I don't know. Something's wrong here.
That's weird.
Really strange.
It's super weird.
You don't pay debts by donating to charity. You pay the debt.
Yeah. Unless that's the... If I lose money to you, Corey, and we agree, just donate it to the charity I want if you win.
Right. If the person who the debt is owed to, if I say, Sauce, don't worry, just donate to the Lupus Foundation. Or
which you have. Yeah.
That's different. That's not saying, hey, right. Corey, great news. I'm giving your money to charity.
Yeah.
That's not how that works.
No.
Nope.
So are we making a master's bet today?
Why?
No, maybe just the three of us.
Yeah, I think we should. And this, just tell him he's not allowed.
Pay him.
Yeah, pay
him. Well, no, we got it. Parrish will be here.
Maybe.
I would assume, maybe.
I don't know. Who knows?
I would assume Age will be in.
Let's just ram this down Rosie's throat at 8.
He beats me. Straight up. Pay him.
You know what you should do?
Pay that man his money.
You should make him give you the $100 and then just throw it away.
Or burn it right in front of
him. Yeah, that's my decision.
Ugh. Show me the money!
Yeah, would you show me the money, please? Just show it to me. Just prove that it exists.
Show me the money.
Yeah, show me the money.
Show me the money!
Buckle up, Rosie. 8 o'clock's going to be a lot of fun.
I have something that I probably should have played for you this segment.
Yeah. Because it's filthy?
Oh.
You can play it after this. That's fine.
Yeah, it's... It's a showstopper. It's a brand new world out. There's two things today that, yeah, right.
I can't wait. I have no idea what you're talking about. Power Trip Morning Show returns after this with Pure Filth on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. It's The Power Trip. It's 5:59. It's Wednesday. Expecting Mark and Mark, but you never know. It's freezing outside. It's April 4th.
What's wrong with Mark?
Girl problems, I guess.
It's bothering you, Mark.
Paying up bets, apparently.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
It's bothering you, Mark.
Can't take it with you, Rosie.
Right.
Think about it. I feel guilty because I haven't watched La La Land yet.
I know.
That's right. Not even money. What if I hear, you know what, Chris? I'm going to do something nice for you.
What are you going to do for me, baby?
I'm going to give the next kid I see on the street $1.50, and I'm going to let that kid go watch it at Redbox.
Well,
for me. I'm going to donate my La La Land debt to a random kid that I see on the street. Helps the kids. You know, and then that debt's paid up,
I don't think that works.
Well, no, that's how it works. I can just give it away to charity. Somebody else should watch it, not me, right? Isn't that nice?
Are you just doing it to show off to a hot blonde?
Absolutely not. No, I would like somebody else to watch La La Land and pay my debt.
You think I'm hot, though. That's really sweet of you, dude.
That's true. He is blonde.
Yeah.
I know you were referring to Carly, but Chris, technically.
Well, that's what Rosie's doing.
No, but I have a non-financial debt.
Right.
That's dragging ass because my wife's like, wait for me. Well, sometime this year would be nice. But even that, I feel guilty about waiting. That's like a 2-month-old bet.
Right.
And I still haven't paid up.
Ain't no thing, baby.
Yeah, but cash has to be instant.
Cash is king.
Cash is different.
Especially when you're not poor.
Right. And I'll give Meat Sauce credit, too. We talked about this yesterday. You technically owe me, what, 7 more Caniacs, right? But you've offered to just buy me a gift card and square up the deal, but part of that, like Chris said yesterday, part of that is forcing the two of us to go that often. Yeah. And then also, I like to actually be there and watch you pick up the tab as opposed to just buying me a gift card.
Yeah, it looks like fun. Yeah.
That's more torture. I would like to have that feeling 7 more times. Right. Is it 6 or 7? It might even be 6.
It's 6 now.
I think you've paid twice.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Right?
Whatever.
I think we're down to 6. Okay. I think the last one we went with the kids down the hall. I think I think it's 6 now. Doesn't matter. Point is it's $100. You pay the $100 in American currency.
Right.
Wait, you don't donate it?
No. No, Chris has the right to donate it. It's his money.
I would like to play for you something that I'm going to I'm going to have to stop it from time to time to discuss parts of it with you. It's a news story out of England.
News, right?
News about a special new kind of surgery that is happening for the ladies. I've edited certain parts, other parts I've not edited. None of it is necessarily dirty because it's medical.
Yeah, medical procedure. Terminology.
But there are parts that I need to understand. And I would like you guys to be grown-ups about this, please.
Very unlikely, but continue.
Ladies and gentlemen, this young lady has decided to have cosmetic work done on her privates.
Front side?
Huh?
The front part?
The whole thing.
Oh,
the lady parts.
Got it.
The part where the baby comes out.
Got it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think.
Yeah.
Well, see, there are questions like that I have as well. Here we go.
I spent thousands on Botox, fillers, etc. If I can spend money on that, on my face, then why not spend money fixing something else I'm not particularly happy with?
Okay, she's not particularly happy with
a bee sting?
The appearance of it?
Yeah.
She wants the appearance of it to be different.
Right.
What is she expecting?
I don't know, but
let's find out.
I really would appreciate it. I couldn't find it anywhere, before and after shots. Because I need to know.
You looked, didn't you?
Yeah, of course I did. I need to know what was going on down there. This is a very attractive young lady.
The BTL 360 UltraFem is actually a really exciting revolution, I think, for the aesthetics industry. It enables a non-invasive treatment for women who, when they've had children or they've reached the menopause, have problems with their intimate areas.
Problems as in the look of them.
Yeah.
Not necessarily the function. But the
cosmetic appearance, the outward appearance.
I think the best way to say it is perhaps the droop.
Oh, my God.
Is that not the right term?
I don't think. I think.
I don't know.
Do you guys remember, speaking of before and after pictures?
I think this will
sum it up. Keep the before and after thing in mind, right?
All right.
Do you guys remember when Yosemite Sam would be trying to catch Bugs Bunny?
Yeah. Of course, yes.
Then at the very last second, the dynamite would not go off in Bugs Bunny's face.
Right.
It would go off in the face of Yosemite Sam.
Yeah.
I
don't get it.
Chris does.
Yeah, I get it.
That's all that I was looking for.
Can I make a comment?
Sure.
I don't know.
If you ever want to see one again, Hockey, I would never refer to it as the droop.
No, I'm trying to discern what she's speaking of. Let's return.
Okay.
It's one of the only devices in the UK that offers a whole 360-degree treatment. It's to treat the inside of the vaginal wall. We also treat the external genitalia as well, and it also improves the general tissue integrity.
So she wants the whole thing fixed, not just the outside. It sounds like she wants a whole do-over.
Yeah,
yeah, literally.
She wants her college days back. Can I ask a follow-up?
This is going to be my favorite text of all time. I'm going to send this picture to both of you. And just Google Yosemite Sam Dynamite.
Oh,
man. All right. I'm waiting.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till I get the text because I really need you to hear this next part.
Oh, my God.
Right? I mean, I think that's what we're talking about here, give or take.
Can I go ahead and just say this as well? Not a deal breaker.
If it has soot on it, that wouldn't bother you? What's that? Oh, just soot. Okay, yeah, keep going.
Beggars, choosers.
You like that.
So in this picture that you sent, his guns, that would be the...
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sure wouldn't look like this.
It is a big thing with mums that if you're going to like a play park, for example.
Okay, now this, listen what? To me, especially ladies out there.
Okay. They've turned it off.
No, they're interested. This part confuses and amazes me.
It is a big thing with mums that if you're going to like a play park, for example, you're on a trampoline. You can't be on that trampoline for very long with your children. It's such a common thing between.
Is it, she's talking about like bladder control?
I thought she was talking about liftoff. Well, you know, like.
Oh my God. Come on, dude.
Like the old. Are you talking about like the. When the Tampa Bay Devil Rays.
I can fly.
Were the Devil Rays?
Yeah.
He's texting.
Why did you send me a picture of Droopy Dog?
Correct.
Because you referred to the droop earlier.
John Kreisel, the text can stop now.
My guess is the three of us are relaying text messages that can contain cartoon characters.
Yeah.
My guess is John's text looks like an anatomy class.
So she can't get on the trampoline.
John.
We're talking bladder control problems here, post-kids?
Maybe you're right. Maybe.
Jumping
maybe,
around and not having the,
that might be
the
it.
Strength anymore?
Okay, that makes way more sense than what I thought she was talking about.
Yeah. What were you thinking about?
Because I was like, just don't wear a thong, you know?
Mm. Great point.
Or do.
Yeah, or no, always do.
Between all months, but it's just not spoken about. And I've never spoken to any of my friends about it before until this came up. Every single one of my friends said that it was something they would 100% get done as well, just to improve their lives with their children.
Yeah, it's to improve their lives with their children.
That doesn't make any
sense. Not self-esteem, not, you know, helping out with the fellas. More about, I can't really play with my kids the way I would like to because...
Right.
because of my Acme Dynamite problem.
Yeah.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm fascinated. I'm fascinated. I don't know. And again, it's because I am an ignorant man. I just never would have thought this was a thing.
Right.
But I guess, you know, in reality, if you look at it, dudes don't have a similar situation. You know, yeah. There's not, for instance, if I may be graphic.
Oh, Jesus, Lord, no.
There's never going to be a time that something happens to my privates and it looks like a big mouth bass down there.
They're called large mouth bass.
Yeah, not big
bass.
Mouth.
Yeah. That actually makes it sound way worse calling them a big mouth bass.
Yeah, that's way worse.
A large mouth bass.
You obviously have never watched a fishing show
or played black bass.
Yeah. You basically don't want it to look like a big Montana.
Imagine though.
No. I'm not.
How much does this cost?
I'm sure he looked it up.
Yeah, I couldn't find pricing. I was fascinated by it. I mean, they call it, if I may, designer.
Mm-hmm.
That surgery.
Designer that surgery.
Yeah. Oh.
You know, that's what a I mean? Weird name for a surgery.
Like designer.
Yeah.
The panda guy?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Panda. Yeah, I mean, go for it.
Yeah, do whatever you want.
If it makes you feel better.
If it, like Sheryl Crow once said, if it makes you happy, why the hell are you so sad?
Yeah, well, there's a good question.
Yeah, great point.
She also once said, who the hell stunk up this bathroom?
And then it was the guy looking up vagina surgery who doesn't have a vagina.
Yeah, let me just give all those ladies out there that are thinking about doing this a little piece of advice.
Yeah.
Don't do it just for the opportunity to be a trampoline enthusiast.
Right. Yeah.
Right. Find a better reason than I don't get to jump on trampolines enough.
Maybe it is. Maybe you're right. Maybe it is a bladder control issue then.
Right.
But again, this shows you that I have a lack of knowledge that probably really is a huge complaint of my wife's as well. But I didn't think that's what they were working on here. I mean, she's not. I don't know. See, I'm confused.
Yeah.
I'm even more confused by the guy on the golf course. Did you see that story?
Yes.
I can't wait.
Have you seen the pictures?
I have not seen the pictures yet.
My source says he may be calling in.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We think Parrish will be here in 45 minutes. We're going to shake down Rosen at 8 o'clock to get Chris's $100 back. This is the Power Trip Morning Show right here on The Fan.
Yeah.
All right. Mark Parrish will be in a bit here on the Power Trip Morning Show, brought to us by the Lexus of Maplewood Stores. Thanks, guys. From the Bright Heating and Cooling Studios, meets us Paul Everett, Corey Cove. My name is Chris Hock. It's your Power Trip Morning Show, and we've got a lot to learn about the ladies.
Shocking that the three of us are not experts.
Yeah, it's weird. I just, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's pretty easy to understand what we got. Right? Here it is. Look at here.
Yeah.
Touch it. Yeah, mostly.
I mean,
yeah.
That's it. That's all, yeah. Right? I mean, looks funny.
Yeah.
Has a mind of its own.
Yeah, hockey stinks.
Hey.
You that's said that.
Gross. You're gross.
You said that multiple times.
Well, remember.
You said it as if you know.
The gal in Las Vegas that rated what she thought all of us would be like in bed, when she gave me a 6 out of 10, the one thing she said, remember, is, you look like you would be confused.
Yeah.
And I laughed, because that's mostly true.
Yeah, I know. It was painful.
Painfully
but
true.
But you laughed, yeah.
And now maybe this is the perfect example, is, I don't understand why they can't go on trampolines. What's the problem?
Yeah.
Right, Corey's confused. Right. So is the whole show. Who cares?
I can't go on trampolines either.
Yeah. It's fine.
Because you have vertigo?
No.
Oh.
Because I...
Because you have cadaver knees?
I have huge testicles.
Oh, is gotcha. That why?
Yeah. Yeah. Gotcha.
Yep.
I didn't know that.
That's huge.
That's why you can't jump on a trampoline?
Yeah, I end up...
Oh, good for you!
Bruising my my stomach and my knees. Mm.
That's real odd.
So let's talk golf courses, right? The Masters is this week.
Yeah, this guy's a master.
We'll talk more about Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy and Dustin Johnson and all those guys tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
But for now, let's talk real golf, right? The common folk kind of golf.
They tee off tomorrow.
Great point. Do you love golf?
I love mini golf, I love golf video games.
I love everything about golf.
This guy does. This gentleman was filmed making love with the ninth hole of the golf course while pleasuring himself with the flagpole.
Excuse right. Me? So
here's evidence that I'd like to put this
Jeez,
in.
Jeez, Lord.
To submit this picture to evidence.
He's planted his...
There's also evidence video-wise as well.
Have you seen it?
I have, and it cannot be put on the Power Trip page. It's too graphic.
Well, then delete it off your phone.
Sauce, let me ask the obvious question.
Of course.
Unless you have a Campbell's soup can.
Yeah.
How is this even possible? Take length out of it for a second.
Yeah, I don't know.
How? Unless
this person has jumped on a trampoline a lot before, it's not going to help.
Right. Unless you're packing some HVAC in your pants.
Right.
How does this possibly even work?
Unless your crank's a PCP pipe. PVC pipe?
PCP pipe.
unless you're
going to snort angel dust.
Yeah. Unless your crank has a drug addiction. I don't know how this works. Where are you going?
This is the weirdest show.
My penis
Did he put other things in this golf hole?
I have no idea. But
Let's find out. Let's find out. Stephen Gayton was trying to complete the 18-hole course when he noticed a man lying on the grass in the rain with his trousers around his knees.
Oh, boy.
The man can be seen holding...
Well, trousers, right? At least it wasn't jeans on a golf course,
nice
Dockers,
right,
at least.
Right. That's, well, he wouldn't have gotten on if he had jeans on.
He didn't get on.
He tried to get in.
The man can be seen holding a 6-foot flagpole with his with no hands.
How does that work?
By the way, the whole time he's doing this, he's filming himself. Hmm. So he's laying belly down on the hole.
Man, face down, A up.
In his right hand, he's got his cell phone. In his left hand, he's got the flagpole.
Mm-hmm.
But he at one point removes his hand from the flagpole, and it continues to stand.
So is he holding it with his butt cheeks, potentially, or?
There is probably INSERTATION.
Are we assuming that, or is that just your guess?
It would seem impossible that it is not.
There's an inspection happening?
I don't think it would be super easy to do that.
I don't know, unless you had buns of
steel. Nothing about this is easy, Corey.
Yeah, but this is this guy's thing.
I like that he's dedicated.
How long has he been thinking about doing this?
I wonder if he lost a fantasy football bet. That's exactly the sentence I had just started.
Yes!
Because it almost seems like filming it is requiring the proof that you're completing the debt.
Yeah, but
see, this guy at least pays his debts, Mark.
You don't think he donated this to charity?
I'm going to let some other kid stick a flagpole in his ass.
Right. I'm going to do this, but it's for charity.
I wonder if that's going to be the kicker to this story. Or, since all three of us, I think, have seen that episode of Black Mirror.
Yeah.
What if he's being blackmailed through his phone?
Yeah.
And they're just like, you have to do everything we say or we kill so-and-so.
Right.
And it's... Go bang the ninth hole and stick that flagpole up your ass.
Right, right.
And film it. We're watching. We're Big Brother.
I would like to read Steven's quote, which can be heard, by the way, on the video if you choose to watch it.
I have the actual audio.
Oh, you do?
Oh.
Here's his quote.
Yeah. Steven can be heard in the clip saying, there's a lad blanking himself, filming it on his phone. He's filming it on his phone, blanking his own blank.
Blanking his own blank.
Thanks, Gene Rayburn.
Yeah.
Start the timer. After about a minute, the man places the flag back into the other hole, gets up from the ground, pulls up his trousers, and walks away. The man is seen on the film casually looking around before he walks off into the bush.
He walked off into the what?
The bush.
Yeah.
A tradition like no other. Sticking flagpoles up your poop chute.
Bill approaches the 18th, pulls his pants down, crank in hand, lays down. Never seen this before. Have you, Jim? No, Bill. This is a first. Oh, my God, he's banging it. What's he doing with the... Oh, boy, it's in his butt. We'll be back after this. Your message is brought to you by CBS. The master.
I have so many questions. Number one, it seemed like Bill was both your co-host and the person getting banged on the ninth hole. You're on CBS, but this portion of CBS is brought to you by CBS. Yes.
CBS isn't can't find a sponsor to sponsor 18th hole fornicating.
Well, then in that case, just before we go to break, this portion of the Power Trip Morning Show is brought to you by iHeartMedia.
Makes sense when you say it out loud. Can we hear from this guy?
Who, Bill?
Yeah.
Wait, your co-host or the one banging himself on the ninth hole?
Banging himself.
I just don't think it's a good idea. The show has just gone too far already.
Who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Listen to this.
There's a lad himself filming it on his phone. He's filming it on his phone. His own ass. Look at that.
Play that again. Please play that again. I love that guy.
There's a lad himself filming it on his phone. He's filming it on his phone. His own ass.
Look at that. This guy's out of breath.
Yeah, because he can't believe it's like Rudy's dad. It's the greatest sight his eyes have ever seen. He can't believe what he's witnessing.
His brain malfunctions. Right. He's filming it on his phone. He doesn't know how to process what he's seen.
He didn't wake up that morning expecting to see that. That's for sure.
I've seen some weird things on a golf course.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. We got to share that story with Parrish.
Oh yeah.
Like, I golf with guys who would do that.
No, you don't. Come on.
Like the guy who banged a grapefruit?
He didn't play golf.
This guy didn't either.
Yeah, I wonder if he was a golfer.
What a weird show.
I bet it's his thing. That's his thing.
We're just assuming he golfs because he was on a golf course.
He has a PCP penis.
Yep. Again, there was
music all night. Anyway, when we come back, we'll do Wild News, and then we'll do What Really Matters. This portion of the Power Trip Morning Show is brought to you by the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
It's definitely a wild Wednesday. An hour into the show, and I've already... I've already told two stories I never thought I'd ever tell. But hey, you never know when you wake up in the morning, right? You
just never know. That's for fun.
Yeah, right.
I still want to get to the bottom, no pun intended, of that second one.
Yeah.
Why was he doing it?
I don't know.
This is maybe the best bumper music of all time. Congratulations to Chris Hockey for winning the bumper music contest.
This is a great song.
That's not the point I was making. I don't think Harvey Danger wrote this song expecting that it would be played for this purpose.
Probably
but
not.
That works.
Yeah, man. The Cretans cloning and feeding. I don't even own a TV.
Then why even live? What's the point?
In the hospital for nerves, and then they had to commit me. You told them all I was crazy.
When do the Wolves play again, by the way?
Tomorrow.
They play tomorrow against
Denver?
The Denver Nuggets.
And that's a big game for both teams, right?
Huge.
Huge.
Denver won last night. They're a half game out of eighth.
Is Jerry Butler back yet? Or do we know?
Jerry Butler is definitely not back.
I thought they said that there was a chance that he might be back for this game. Is that not true? Am I wrong?
Well, Jimmy Butler was a full participant in practice, but we're unsure of whether or not he will play tomorrow.
So it's a possibility.
They didn't rule it out, but they definitely didn't say that he was either.
I want to publish.
So we don't know.
Hmm. All right. Well, it all comes down to this. I want to pierce my tongue. It doesn't hurt. It feels fine. I love this song.
I used to hate this song when it first came out.
Is that right?
Yeah. But then you listen to it more, you're like, this is really good.
The band is Harvey Danger. The song is Flagpole Sitar. Paranoia, paranoia, everybody's coming to get me. Just say you never met me. I'm running underground with the most digging holes. Hear the voices in my head, I swear to God, it sounds like they're snoring. But if you're bored, then you're boring. The agony and the irony, they're killing me. Wow! Oh, so good.
You ready for some wild news?
Holy moly,
yeah,
am I!
Can't wait.
It's time for Wild News on the Power Trip.
What a shot is good!
Brought to you by Amana Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, luckily, they're out of the state of Minnesota because it's garbage here right now. It's, what, 10, 15 degrees, something like that? A bunch of snow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not supposed to get to 50 until about a week from now. That sucks. But the Wild are at Anaheim tonight, 9 o'clock, right here on The Fan. They've clinched a playoff spot for the sixth consecutive year. Anaheim, I believe, I don't think they've clinched yet. They have 95 points. I think they're still fighting, but in decent shape to make the postseason as well. But big game for Anaheim. Not necessarily a big game for the Wild, but why not keep winning? Why not stay hot?
Right.
Right. A chance, if they win these last three games, to be a part of the second best team in Wild regular season history.
Hell yeah. Keep winning. Keep the pedal down.
Why not? So, Wild and Ducks tonight, 9 o'clock, right here in The Fan.
Cool. You going to watch?
No. It's Wednesday, man.
Yeah.
The Americans.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But not for you.
This is what really matters, where I read scores and stats and sports stories, and then Chris will tell you something that actually matters so much more. The Patriots traded wide receiver Brandon Cooks to the Rams for the 23rd overall pick in this month's draft.
No kidding. Interesting.
One of the theories is that Brandon Cooks is going to be unbelievably expensive next year. He's slated to make something like $8 million this year, right? It's a big deal this year even, too. But the Patriots think, we're going to have to pay him a ton next year. Brady's getting older. We might have to go into a half-ass rebuild.
Right.
And if we don't know what we're doing at quarterback, why are we going to pay somebody like Brandon Cooks insane money? So the Rams add another big piece. Man, the Rams are loading up.
Yeah.
Marcus Peters. Right. Huh. Ndamukong Suh.
Aqib Talib.
Brandon Cooks. They are pretty goddamn scary.
Yeah. Especially on that defensive line.
Are they like 10-1 to win the whole thing?
I don't know. Is he looking it up?
Yes,
sir.
Can't
see him from here.
But what really matters is this.
The Goodfellas people.
Great film.
27 of the actors who were in Goodfellas went on to be in the Sopranos.
Really?
Yeah.
Typecasting,
man.
Got them paid.
Heck yeah, did.
Or they're just really good actors.
Yeah.
Or that, I guess. Sure.
They're 10-1.
I got lucky. Oh, man. Do you trust Jared Goff
Right.
At 10 to 1 because that team is loaded.
Loaded. Defensively, loaded with talent. Loaded.
Offensively, they're loaded.
Right.
With Goff, Gurley, Cooper Kupp, Brandon Cooks. Gurley. Man, that team's scary.
Yeah. And we have to go there.
I like that. That's good. I hope I get to go on that trip.
And why not, right?
Yeah.
The Twins are at the Pirates tonight at 5:05. Jake Odorizzi versus Ivan Drago.
Ivan Drago.
The Pirates are 4-0. Twins are 2-2. Brian Dozier has three home runs already. He's batting .316 so far. What really matters is this.
Good for him.
Yeah, he's a good buddy of ours. The Energizer Bunny only exists in the United States and Canada. Why? Everywhere else is called the Duracell Bunny. You see, Duracell came up with the Battery Bunny, trademarked it around the world, but somebody forgot to renew the North American trademark in 1989. So Energizer pulled the D-bag move and grabbed it. And now we have the Energizer Bunny here. Everywhere else, he's the Duracell Bunny.
Hmm,
weird.
Really?
Yeah.
How similar do they look? I wonder.
I don't know.
I'm going to Google image that. Does the Duracell Bunny play the drums?
I would guess so. Or drum, I guess.
Drum, right. Yeah, right. Marching band-esque drum.
Right.
How are you supposed to dispose of batteries?
No, the Duracell Bunny does not play the drums.
What does he do?
He runs fast.
Ooh, good for him.
I'm going to assume because when I asked... Well, hang on. Sauce probably wasn't listening. But when I asked, how do you guys dispose of batteries? Because nobody stepped up and answered immediately, my guess is we all just throw them in the garbage, and that's the incorrect way to do it.
Is that right?
Correct. Yeah,
that is the incorrect
What are you supposed to do with them?
I don't know.
Does anybody know? Or does everybody just throw them in the garbage and just assume that it's wrong, but we don't know what to do, so it's not worth looking up? It's just one of those things that's illegal. And we just don't know it, that you're not supposed to throw batteries or batteries in the garbage. Anybody know?
I don't know.
Isn't it weird? That's one of my least favorite things about being like an adult and homeowner is like a homeowner, by the way.
okay.
Is you know,
what'd you say?
You got a bunch of like old gasoline. It's sitting in on a shelf in the garage.
Gasoline.
Right, just, you know, like backup, like a backup gas can for a snowblower that doesn't work, for example, or a lawnmower or something.
Yeah. Yep.
And then you realize, well, this gas is like a year old. It's not going to work. I got to dispose of it. And then you say to yourself, I don't know how to do that. So you just leave it in your garage for 17 years because you don't know what to do with it. You're not going to just dump it in a yard. You're not going to throw it in the garbage. You're not going to just put it down the drain.
17.
So what do you do with it? It just collects dust in the garage.
Yeah.
You guys have that?
No. Yeah,
I don't have,
I have that with paint cans.
I have that with
gas
oil.
Gas cans, oil cans.
Yeah. I do have oil.
What do you do with it?
Well, I just look at it.
Right.
You take it to a gas station, don't you?
Well, what are they going
to
do with it?
I don't know if you can take gas to a gas station.
Yeah, but like they will dispose of it. They dispose of it every day. Yeah, they dispose. But like I would assume.
All gas stations?
Like if you bring old oil to a Youngsteads, I would assume they wouldn't know how to dispose of it because they deal with old oil every day.
Right, but do they charge you? Or do you just say, dump this S down that that hole over there?
I don't know. Why would they refer to hockey like that?
I don't know.
It's
so lazy of me not to just look it up.
Yeah. Right, I looked up batteries for you.
Right. Every time I walk into my garage and I see that gas can, I said, I should do something about that. That's been about a year and a half.
Don't leave it there. Mm-hmm. I just walked away from my garage. I don't deal with it anymore.
Sure. What about the batteries now?
They can be safely alkaline batteries can be safely disposed with normal household waste. They're fine to toss in the trash. Rechargeable batteries should be recycled.
Oh, well, good.
Well, I don't have those. That's fine then. So then I'm doing it correctly. Just chuck them away.
Yeah.
They'll end up in some landfill. Good for the environment, right? Mm-hmm.
Sarah McLachlan will sing about it. Great point.
My turn or yours?
I don't know.
Oh, you were talking about the bunny.
Yeah.
My turn. We mentioned it, but the Wolves are off until tomorrow night when they're at the Denver Nuggets at 9:30. That's a TNT game. Second game of a national TV doubleheader.
Sweet.
Well, God help us.
And the Denver Nuggets did win last night, 107-104 over the Indiana Pacers of Anaheim. Wow. So that's not necessarily good either, because that puts Denver just a half a game behind the Pelicans for eighth, and now they're just one game. They're just one game behind the Minnesota Timberwolves for seventh. So tomorrow night's game,
it all comes down.
Let's see, because the Pelicans. Think about this: the Pelicans play the Grizzlies tonight. Let's assume, even though the Pelicans have dropped four straight, that they do what they're supposed to do if they beat the Grizzle. Then they will be tied with us for seventh. Then tomorrow, if the Nuggets beat the Wolves, we'll have three teams with the exact same record.
Oh, boy.
Put the needle on the record.
Actually, no, I take that back. That would put the Nuggets in... The Nuggets and Wolves would be the exact same records of 44 and 35 if the Nuggets win tomorrow night. That would actually put the Pelicans slightly ahead, because they would be 44 and 34, not 35. So that would would be interesting. So the Wolves would be dangerously close to being out with three games to go. Well, we said this like, what, four or five games ago?
Yeah.
That most likely the season would come down to how do you do in the two games against Denver, the one tomorrow night, and then the final game in about a week. If you split those two, you probably get in. If you win them both, you're definitely in. If you lose them both, you're in big trouble.
Yeah.
Big, big trouble. Despite the other two games being what? Memphis and
Lakers.
The Lakers. So you're probably going to win the other two games, but if you go 0-2 against Denver, probably. But not 100%. This is dangerously close.
Yeah, too close.
To having the Wolves miss the postseason. What really matters is this.
Good point. The 10 least stressed states are, mostly in our listening audience.
Hawaii's got to be first. You just sit on a beach all day.
Well, there's more than that.
Even if you work there.
Yeah.
A lot of people's job is just sitting on the beach.
Number That's one is actually mm-hmm. Minnesota.
Least really? Stressful?
North Dakota, number two.
Yeah.
Then Utah, which they can only hear something I heard, I guess. Then Iowa, then South Dakota, then Wisconsin. How about that?
Good for them.
Yeah, man.
I don't understand the logic there.
Well, they're not very stressed.
Yeah.
How did they measure that, though?
They used 38 stress different test. Factors to cover basically everything that could stress you out, including like commute times, unemployment rates, debt, divorce rates, childcare costs, depression rates, size of your genitals, crime rates.
Oh.
And
well, then I'm extremely stressed.
Yeah, well, apparently you're in the minority then, because Minnesota at least... stressed.
Yeah, but you said it had to do with the size of your genitals. Does it say anything about jumping on trampolines?
Nope, doesn't say a word about that.
Okay.
What's this?
Stressed Out by 21 Pilots.
Great song.
It is a great song. I wish I found some better sounds no one's ever heard. I wish I had a better. We're not stressed out.
I don't feel stressed.
I feel great. Minus this hideous weather. It's like 11 out. That sucks. It's April 4th, not March 4th.
Wish we could turn back time to the good old days. We don't have to turn back time. We live in Minnesota. We're not stressed out.
We can. The good dope days are here.
I thought your good dope days were your early 20s.
Yeah, but the dope's better now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Why?
It improves daily. Because now it's, you know, legal in some cities. You can find it. The strains of it are better. It's controlled.
Genetically engineered in
right.
a lab.
Yeah.
To be more potent.
Right. You can
and
get
cleaner.
It for, yeah. Now you can go into one of those spots and what do you want? I want to feel relaxed. We'll have this. You know, I want to do this. We'll have this. There's all kinds of different. It's like ordering coffee now.
What other options are there besides get relaxed?
Well, I don't know. There's some that'll give you like a super, super body high. Some that'll give you like a mellow high.
What did Chris take that did nothing for him then?
I don't know. I just think it was the first time.
Hmm.
I think.
Was it a gummy, a brownie? What'd you have? Chris.
I had a. I'm trying to remember. It was like.
See, it's working right now.
It was like a piece of chocolate. Kind of like a Nestle's Crunch kind of feel, kind of thing.
Yeah.
It just didn't work at all, though.
Could you taste it?
Oh, yeah, you could taste it. You can taste the smell of it. You know what I mean? Mm. It tasted like it smells.
Yeah, again, that's the thing I'm the most worried about, is that I would just get disgusted by the actual taste of it. Forget the effects.
Well, you want
ick.
You want my advice?
Not really.
About what?
Weed?
Oh, sure. Hell yeah.
If you're going to do it, smoke it.
No.
If you've never done it before, smoke it.
No.
Okay. The worst time I've ever had when drugs were involved was when I did edible marijuana. It was the worst time of my life.
Really?
It never ended. It was awful.
Is it still going on now?
No, it was.
That would make a lot of sense.
2 years ago. It was awful.
2 years ago, when you were an employee of iHeartMedia?
When I was in California where it's legal.
Was it legal 2 years ago?
Yeah.
You sure?
I was in Oregon.
It's legal in Oregon?
Texas? I was in Chicago.
There's a town called Indian Land, South Carolina. That is, they're like, you know what? That's enough. We're changing the name of our town. So they asked their town for some suggestions.
Oh, they named it Bodie McBoatface.
Very close. Right now, the leading write-ins include Legoland.
Kiss, I love that.
Kiss My Buttberg.
Legoland sucks, by the way.
Yeah.
Aw.
It does. The one in Florida is a disaster.
Really?
Don't waste one dime at Legoland in Florida.
The one at the Mall of America is pretty cool.
Oh, yeah. The one at MOA Wales.
Yeah. Kiss My Buttberg. Of course, Townie McTownface. Poopland.
Townie McTownface.
Yep. And, but I think the leading write-in right now is Dee's Nutsville.
I love Dee's Nutsville.
And are they actually going with the winner?
I don't think so.
Well, if they name it Poop Town, your dad will move there.
How dare you?
And if they name it, whatever, Tuna Town, your sister will move there.
Oh, no, that's terrible. Dude, that's gross and terrible and inaccurate.
You were talking about parts. Yeah.
Remember what we were saying last week? Like, would you date a gal or marry a gal if her name was Dennis, even if she was a 10?
Yeah, sure.
If your dream job and a dream house and your dream life was in a town called Townie McTownface.
Yes.
Any problem living in Townie McTownface?
Not at all.
Absolutely not.
Not at all.
No.
Not at all.
Yeah, I agree. There are people here that live in Mound.
You know what we should do, guys? Next time we lose a bet, we should donate. I'll donate your winnings to Townie McTownface.
You can't.
Yeah, I can.
No, you can't, because I already donated the money to your charity.
Oh.
So you're welcome.
Is that how it works?
No.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
Well, good morning, everybody. You didn't throw away a piece of paper that was sitting here, did you, Saucy?
I didn't move anything, no. Hmm,
weird. Oh, well.
Is Parrish on his way?
Yeah, he's in the break room.
In a few minutes, bitch.
Oh, where? Yeah, what's he doing?
Probably getting coffee.
I don't know.
It's bothering you, Mark.
Well, ask him when he gets here.
Tampa Bay Rays are playing the Yankees in New York this week. It's cold. It's cold.
Maybe she goes out with one of the Yankees. Hi, Mark.
In fact, you might know this, but the series opener was snowed out on Monday.
What's bothering you, Mark?
Can you imagine baseball tomorrow at Target Field?
Yeah, I can.
Yeah.
I can't.
Rays center fielder Kevin Kiermaier had a fun idea about how he was going to survive the cold this week. He was going to lather his entire body with Vaseline.
Been there, done that.
He was not kidding, by the way.
I wasn't either.
Because of the cold? Why did you do
it? Just feels good.
Oh.
Feels nice. I normally lube myself up and go on the ninth hole of a golf course.
That's like, that's a bar you go to.
Give her hell.
Hmm. I like the baby oil better. Hmm. Kevin reportedly told or thought the Vaseline would serve as an extra layer against the wind. And he told a reporter that other guys have done it, and it works. But sadly, Kevin's body was not greased up during the game yesterday. Just before the game, he tweeted, sorry to disappoint, I forgot to put it on. But I do have two undershirts on.
Parrish, you were shaking your head. You don't think Vaseline head-to-toe is going to help?
No.
It seems to me like you're the expert, Mark.
For what it's worth, Plaxico Burress of the New York Giants fame used Vaseline to stay warm during the 2008 NFC Championship game, and it worked for him, apparently. He should have done it. Kevin went hitless yesterday.
Isn't it weird how times change as you get older? If a 14-year-old buys Vaseline, he is going to be the laughingstock of the school.
Yeah.
Correct?
Sure. Yeah. Well,
that or is the coolest kid.
Right? Either.
Overwhelmingly likely he's not the cool kid, right? He's not, because he's going to get teased about it forever. If you're 30 years old and you play sports, it's just trying to stay warm.
Yeah.
And then you tease him for buying it, but it's just based on lack of common sense. More than, what are you going to do with that, Mark?
Seems to me like you're the expert.
What a story, Mark.
How are you, Mark?
Good. How are you guys doing?
It feels like we haven't seen you in a long time.
Yeah, I skipped out on Friday. Yeah. That makes it a week. Yeah. You guys miss me?
Kevin McDermott did pretty well in your spot. He got did three. He?
Oh, wow.
He got three. Pretty good for a first time.
He got three in a while.
Sauce has so 69 career initials wins. One away from?
70.
That is good math. 70.
Come on, you're going to want to sit on 69 for a little while, aren't you?
No, never. I'll win on Friday.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Sorry I brought it up. Yeah.
We all are. We're all going to, well, we're all winners. There's only one winner. Great point.
It's a pretty good point.
Oh, hi, Mark.
What's new with you, man?
Oh, not a whole lot. Kind of, my hockey's kind of over, so now I just get to sit back and watch now. I like this time of year.
You're done with the Islanders, too?
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Oh. High school's done. St. Cloud's done.
Dumb question, but
Islanders are done.
That was my follow-up, as I'm assuming they're not making it. I haven't looked.
Yeah, no. We talked not about even doing close? Some playoff games, but no, they've kind of went nice on like bro. A 7 or 8 game losing streak before I went out there last, so.
Let's see here.
Damage control.
Yeah, they're 3-7 in their last 10.
Yeah.
Yeah, dead last in the Metropolitan Division.
Yep. Yeah, they're not.
76 points.
It's a lot more fun to watch hockey in Minnesota right now, I'll tell you that.
Right on.
With the Wild clinching and all.
Parrish?
Yes, sir.
How can a team make up for losing maybe its best player?
Everybody else has to play better.
That's the
simple. We lost solution, Jason right? Zucker?
Yeah, when? It's.
Rosie hopes we do.
Yeah, I know. That is true. No, are we screwed without Suter or not?
No, not necessarily at all. He plays a lot of big minutes. Obviously, he's one of the best defensemen in the game. But this gives an opportunity. Let's see what Brodin is worth. Let's see what Dumba. Let's see how much these guys get to play a lot more minutes and big minutes, important minutes against great players. So it's a good opportunity for them to show not just the Wild, but anyone else what they can do.
It seems to me like you're the expert, Mark.
Is it bad that never gets old?
It doesn't get old for us either. No, we smile every time those buttons get hit.
It never will get old.
Three road games left for the Minnesota Wild, starting tonight at Anaheim, and then, of course, the postseason. But I don't know how it works. I'm only half following along, but everybody's saying that it looks like the most likely playoff opponent is the Winnipeg Jets in round one. Is that accurate?
Yeah, I think the only way that matchup doesn't happen is if we lose all our games and St. Louis or somebody wins all their games, whatever it is. I think it's St. Louis, yeah. And I don't think that's going to happen.
All right.
So, yeah.
Winnipeg, 110 points. They have the second most points in the West behind just the Nashville Predators. And I believe they are, 9-1 in their last 10. They've won 3 straight. And something like, 3 out of 4 against the Wild this year?
Yeah.
So that's not a good matchup for us?
I would have rather seen Vegas.
That's what everybody's saying. Everybody wants Vegas because they swept, right?
Yeah, but you never know. Playoffs are a different beast. They're a different animal. Winnipeg, if you can maybe kind of get them down, they get a lot of pressure to play up there. A lot of pressure to win, up there. First time in the playoffs in a few years. So you could catch them on a couple of off nights and maybe get them on the ropes. But that being said, it's not the ideal matchup for the Wild, I don't think.
And that kid's that good, right? 44 goals for Laine?
Yeah, he's nasty. You got Big Bad Bufflin back there on the D, and Wheeler, and a bunch of other guys.
Wheeler Walker Jr.?
Blake Wheeler?
You wish.
Oh, yeah. What's sweet.
About as laid back, I would think. Pretty laid back guy.
Yeah.
Anyway, how is your sex life?
What does that have to do with hockey?
Nothing.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
Jimmy Butler was a full participant in practice yesterday. Not sure when he's going to play, but he said, quote, teams just do whatever they want against us. I don't like it, but there ain't no coach in the world that can make somebody play hard.
No.
That's true.
He's saying don't blame Tibbs. Blame the players for not motivating themselves to work harder. He also went on to say, quote, not saying I'm the only reason we're going to make the playoffs, but I think chances are a little higher if I'm out there.
What
about that first
being
one,
being realistic? Yeah, that's a shot at his teammates right there. That's if you hear that in any locker room, that's a shot. And it's true, too. You can't. I've played with plenty of guys with all the talent in the world. They don't feel like playing that night. They're not going to play that night.
What level, though, do you think that stops being true? Like, do you think a good coach, middle school, high school, can get kids to play hard?
Yeah, I think there's a little more fear in that.
College, too?
For the most part, yeah. But that's where you start to see it.
Who has the drive and who doesn't?
Who's going to push themselves and who, who just is going to play when they want.
My question for Jimmy Butler then would be, because I actually don't disagree with him, right? I think a lot of people that are at that level, if you don't want to be the greatest, what is a coach going to sit you down and go, well, don't you want to be the greatest? So I mostly agree with his point, but my point then is, what does a coach do?
Yeah, what's the point?
X's and O's.
Once you have the system in place, sure, there's substitutions and things like that, but otherwise, isn't this even more proof that it's really just about the players? Well, right, you got to have a good system, but I mean, what does a coach do if motivation is not part of it?
Well, for most of the guys do take the motivation, so the motivation works. But at the same time, if you're a guy that just doesn't care, you don't care. That's it.
For example, when was the last time our boss Stopwatch said anything that motivated us to work harder?
Well, that's a boss. That's not a coach.
Well, kind of, but he is a coach. In his spare time, right? That's not going very well either. But
he wastes all his positive energy on them.
Yeah, he's a good coach.
But when was the last time he coached you, Sauce, and you actually, number one, listened, and then number two, actually did something different the next day?
I think the last time he gave me any advice is when he said, you're fired, you can no longer come in the building.
That was like 7 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
But it was very motivating.
Yeah, so then I went and basically drank for 6 months, and then I came back better than ever.
How long were you gone?
6 to 8 months, 9 months.
Really?
12, a year and a half. I don't remember. It was a dark time for me. Can I make a point, a sports point?
I doubt it.
Please do. I got it as well, but let's
Jimmy
try.
Butler said the exact opposite about his old coach. So that's where
Which
irony
coach?
Comes in. Hoiberg. He said the exact opposite in Chicago. So it's like, make up your mind. Like, he basically said the coaches aren't motivating us. Well, he's just standing up for his guy. That's all he's doing, because no one else will. That's all this is. He's standing up for his guy, because if he doesn't, then it looks really bad. That's all it is. Sports are dumb.
The Wolves are off until tomorrow night when they're at Denver. The Masters starts tomorrow. Tiger Woods plays with Tommy Fleetwood and Mark Leishman?
Yeah.
Leishman?
Let's go Leishman.
Yeah.
Last time we checked, Tiger is still the Vegas favorite, which makes no sense.
Song.
I don't get it.
So we're gonna bet on this, right?
Of course.
No. So
except for Rosie. Rosie's not invited.
Why isn't Rosie invited?
Because he doesn't pay up bets. He just donates. He fake donates the money and then tells you that he donated it.
It's the Costanza.
That's
a human gift,
fund.
Right?
Did you hear about
fund.
This?
Yeah.
Did you
no, I did not.
But I also made a human fund reference this morning. You and I are on the same page. We should all hang out once in a while.
Rosie
also made a human fund reference.
Hockey, $100 for a Wolves bet.
Right, that's true.
So yesterday, Carly handed Hockey $100.
Because she also lost a $100 bet. So she paid up.
Because Hockey's a nice guy, he said, donate it to the Give 16 fund.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
Rosie says, I'm just going to donate that 100 to the Give 16 fund. That's not your choice, because Rosie owes Hockey 100.
Yes.
It's not your choice.
Correct.
What are
Plus,
the odds he's writing it off?
Zero.
As well?
He's not going to. He
well, he's not going to donate.
No, he's not going to donate.
He already has. He's already marked it down into his tax file for next year. $100 write off.
Oh, and he's a tax fraud.
Well, Rosie is a fraud. I've seen T-shirts.
Yeah, but that and but then if I let's just say
so if somebody's
I said,
listening, he probably is evading taxes.
If I were to let's say
you're
I
audit him,
Parrish, you're IRS,
and I said, Parrish, I'm going to give this $100 that I owe you to the Lupus Foundation, and I actually handed Corey the money. That transaction didn't even happen. None of it did. So we're going to hammer him in 40 minutes.
I can't wait.
Yeah,
he'll deny it all.
No, he'll say he was kidding. That'll be his plausible call.
But Sauce nailed it. He just wanted to make himself look charitable in front of Carly.
Correct. Like,
I will also donate $100. Fine. First pay Chris the $100 that you owe him, and then donate your own $100.
Right. Let hockey,
or give the $100 to Carly.
Which he didn't. It's hockey's money.
It's hockey's money. Hawk was nice enough to donate $100.
Now, granted,
didn't
hockey
agree to $200.
Probably spent it on concert DVDs that you could easily YouTube.
I'll do whatever I want.
But
it's my money.
It's your money.
That's right. I'll do whatever I want. I'll do whatever I want.
How many did you order?
I don't know. Why, you writing a book about my ordering?
Do you ever rewatch those?
Sure, I do. All
you
time.
Do?
Yeah, of course I do.
Yeah, I know I've made this point on this show before, but once you have kids, I'm at the point now where the only films I buy are kids' movies.
Yeah.
Because they're going to watch them 100 times. I don't want. There's too many good TV shows. I don't watch films more than once.
I'm just happy that they're getting into the somewhat adult now, Avengers and the Thors and all that stuff.
Oh, your
that,
kids?
Yeah, like we're moving out of the cartoon. Yeah, well, not quite to Inglorious Bastards just yet.
Scent of a Woman.
We haven't broken them in on Quentin Tarantino just yet.
Bikini Car Wash too. Yeah.
That one, however, we've gone with
Emmanuel
in Space.
Classic.
Yeah.
Did you guys ever have a like a substitute teacher that was on call all the time for your school?
I think most schools do.
Yeah. Yes.
Right. We never had one this fun.
Oh, no.
A substitute teacher in Florida recently got fired after, first she told a dirty joke, then she talked about smoking pot, and then she danced to vulgar music while pretending to be a stripper.
What?
What was the lesson behind all of it?
I don't know, but here's the, Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Only time this song.
It's the only time I. Yeah. By the way, for the record, if you're listening at home, I played butt cherry.
Yeah.
Because the only time this song makes sense is when it's connected to a stripper.
Yeah. This song wails at strip club.
This song wails.
I've heard.
Anyway,
did they write this song for that?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm being serious. Did they say we're going to write the greatest strip club song of all time?
Well, I don't know. My Darkest Days, Porn Star Dancing. That's a pretty good
point. Yeah, good point.
Y'all crazy bitch, but you
blank.
Not that I ever listened to either of those
songs. God, that song
wails. And I got to be honest with you, that song is stupid fun to play
on guitar.
It's fun,
isn't it?
It's every time I just picked up my Les Paul yesterday for the first time in a couple months, and I just instantly want to play that song. It's just a fun song to play.
Well, let me tell you something else.
It seems to me like you're the expert, Mark.
It does seem like you're an expert, Mark. The rest of the story on the substitute teacher in Florida, 63 years old.
Oh, my gosh. I did not see that coming
at all. I know.
Think of the visual image all of us had.
Yeah.
Got ruined.
We all had the teacher from Varsity Blues
right,
in our head.
That's right.
And then it ended up being Rue McClanahan.
Yeah. Think of the hockey's going to go home and watch.
How dare you?
Oh, man.
Here's an iHeartRadio Fast Track. The biggest hits at the time.
If I could, baby, I'd give you my world.
Hey, Mark, how'd you get here today?
I got here by Lexus. Lexus of Wayzata, Lexus of Maple Grove.
Thank you, buddy. I'm
Thank
glad you're
God, because it would be so hard if I was in like a two-wheel drive car.
Yeah. Well, oh, hi, Mark.
It's Maplewood, but you're close.
What'd I say?
Maple Grove, but I see eventually there'll probably be one there because there's everything else in Maple
my
Grove.
My apologies, that's Maplewood.
Okay, yeah. Now you're in the Brian Heating and Cooling Studios.
Yes, I am. And it's always nice and hot in here.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Thanks, Fatso.
How outdated does this feel? But this is technically breaking news over the last handful of days.
Okay.
That within the next couple of weeks, American Express, Discover, MasterCard, and Visa have all announced that they are eliminating the need for a signature at the cash register. How many years have all of you been signing, you know, like when you go through and you swipe your credit card and the little screen pops up and that magnetic pen garbage and you just scribble nonsense.
Yeah.
You almost just draw a straight line like, I'm, you don't even literally write one letter.
Nope.
It's just a marking.
Yeah.
And they never check.
It's like a sign,
Like you're peeing in a snowbank. Just whatever, close enough.
That's fun.
They never check, and it never matters. Well, all of the credit card companies realize, we get it. You got the chip in there. It doesn't matter anymore. So all of them now in the next couple of weeks are definitively saying, we're done with that. So you're not going to have to sign anymore for credit cards. Most of them, for a long time now, have let you do that on small purchases. Yeah. But
it's up to $25.
Yeah, I think all of them have different levels, but now they're just saying, forget it. Why are we doing this at all? Good.
Now, can we get UPS to do it? Because that little thing is impossible to sign.
And they always ask for your last name after you scribble something. Like, what does that
tiny,
matter?
Tiny, and it just... It's on the package you just delivered. My name?
Right. Yeah, you know my name. Yeah. Hey, we have yet to talk to you last week. It was a week ago. Tonight, you saw Super Troopers 2 with your buddy Eric Stolhansky.
Yes.
Your thoughts?
It was really good. I was trying to find the words to describe it with Nikki afterwards. It was like a movie. I didn't mean to sound like it wasn't like the first one was kind of like the cult classic kind of. You could tell it was done
cheaper.
Yeah, sure. There you go. Not to sound, it's like a legit, I mean, the action scenes, everything, the way it's shot, it blew me away.
Rob Lowe,
of course.
Who was great.
Yeah, yes, he was great.
Rob Lowe was great.
He was, because when we were out there, there was actually a ton of scenes that we saw in the lodge and in,
they got cut.
Well, in both lodges.
Yeah, okay.
No, that was, we saw the majority of the movie.
Oh.
Right? We had no idea. It's pieced together, right? Mm-hmm. So you don't really know what part you're seeing, and they don't exactly tell you what's happening because they don't want to ruin the movie. So you're just kind of watching. Myself and Paul got a couple of glimpses in there.
All right, you're going to have to help me then, because I saw Paul Fletcher's face twice, like crystal clear, and I knew which scene to be looking for you guys. I couldn't spot you. So you saw your own face on film?
Yes.
Okay, you're going to have to show me next time because I didn't see it.
It's quick.
There's
a few times where panning through, you can kind of see me, and there's, I don't know, one view of where they're kind of walking down the aisle where my back and it's my body.
Oh yeah.
So, okay, you're
Todd. You're a
former professional hockey player, right? You've played on 17 or 18 NHL teams, which means you've played probably in dozens of hockey games. You've been on national TV, right? You've been in the Olympics. Is it something even more trippy though to see yourself in a major motion picture? That's different than being on TV for sports.
It was actually just kind of funny. It didn't really freak me out. I was kind of just, what the heck am I doing?
See, I think it would freak me out.
To me, it just, I felt exactly how I looked, out of place. Mm.
But that's the point of an extra, is just to blend in. And I literally couldn't find you. You were the Where's Waldo of Super Troopers 2. I couldn't see you.
It is. It's very, that's a good analogy, because if you blink, you're going to miss me.
I thought I saw you because the lady next to me was like, "There's Parrish." I'm like,
"Yeah, there was."
That's not Parrish.
There was. I don't know, 3-4 times where I just kind of you get a glimpse. There was, one. Well, Paul was, he was much more aggressive. There was.
No way!
He fought his way to the front.
No way! That's so amazing.
Are you serious, though?
Are you kidding?
You've got to be joking.
No.
What are you talking about? Paul Fletcher?
No way. Was he wearing one of his 45 hockey jerseys?
Did he get any autographs?
Yeah.
Pictures?
Yes. Actually, he and Mike Russo got quite a few pictures.
No!
What?
Yep.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Wait, Russo knows Stolhansky?
Yeah. You believe it?
I've never known that. Unbelievable.
What?
Anyway, go ahead. I have to go.
No, he... Paul was like, right over one of the guy's shoulders and kind of made sure of it. Actually, to the point where I thought it was uncomfortable. He was so close to the guy.
Oh, my God. Are you serious?
But clearly it worked. He had the right idea.
Oh, my gosh.
And his face was basically center stage.
Yeah, exactly.
In terms of extras, in the back of the scene. He's right in the middle of the screen.
Yeah, you can't miss that beard.
No. Smart play by him.
Yes. I'm off to the side.
I figured you would be. I just couldn't see you.
Yeah.
Yeah, I laughed hard.
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was very funny.
I was blown away. And not to be critical of my buddies, but it's a sequel, so you never know. I'm not always too excited about sequels. Usually, the majority of them don't seem to work all that well.
Yeah,
I thought it was awesome,
especially the ones that we've seen in the last couple of years that have waited 15, 20 years, like Dumb and Dumber 2, Anchorman 2, Zoolander 2. They almost always lose the charm of the first one. I think this one's different.
Yeah.
Because it didn't, I don't think this one crapped on the first one like some of those other films I just mentioned did.
Yep.
It definitely doesn't crap on the first one. It feels different. Some ways good, some ways bad, but it just feels like a different film. Yeah. But man, there were two or three scenes that knocked me on my ass. And overall, like just the small little subtle jokes throughout the film I thought were very clever. The Flova Scotia thing made me laugh every time. Brilliant. The Danny DeVito scene is one of my favorite comedic scenes in the last 5-10 years. I thought that was just absolutely
hilarious.
Brilliant. Mm-hmm. And you, as a hockey player, I got to think the nonstop Canadian jokes were just great, right? They basically crafted this film just to make fun of Canadians for an hour and a half.
That was one of the things Nikki said, too. She's like, you know, I don't know. I don't really buy Rob Lowe's Canadian accent.
That was half overdone.
I was like, that was the point, making fun of that accent. Yeah. And yeah, that was genius.
And look, I've been saying this for years, but kudos to the Super Troopers guys, the Broken Lizard group. We need more full frontal male nudity. Right?
I've been saying that for years.
You say that because, all the time? Yeah.
Not because that's what I'm into, no. Internet. It's because I'm all for equality. Well, and I liked that the scene at the strip club, I guess, kind of, right?
Yeah.
Slash bar.
Yes.
I liked that it was topless lady, bottomless man, right? Mm-hmm. Because not because I like nudity. I like equality.
Can I ask you a question?
Right? Remember with the game that we always used to play when we were little? Like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. That's what they did in Super Troopers 2. It's just brilliant.
Why did you give a standing ovation when we saw that guy's crank?
It was awkward.
It was loud. It just kept going.
Yeah, it was awkward.
I didn't know if you were clapping.
Very happy for Eric. He's such a nice guy.
Yeah, dude.
Absolutely.
Very good.
I didn't get a chance to meet the other guys that night. I didn't want to get in line and bug him because they were very busy that night.
Right? Hand over their shoulder and get the right spot?
No. But they seem like really good dudes, but didn't get a chance to meet the other guys. But obviously, Eric's a very nice guy.
Yeah, they had two events going. They had the Bauhaus where they watched the original screening where they were there for a little while. And then, yeah, they introduced the movie, went to Bauhaus, came back afterwards. Then we went to, some bar around here.
Hell yeah.
At that point, I don't really know all that much.
Yeah. Super curious how it's going to do because I thought it was fun.
Yeah, I was pumped. I loved it. I was very, not that I was nervous or anything like that, but I was anxious to see it, and I think they did an awesome job. Completely unbiased.
When we come back, mock drafts and power rankings, Vikings news after this on The Fan.
Good morning, everybody. Iron Man has a birthday today. Robert Downey Jr. is 53 years old today.
Man, I didn't think he was that old.
Good-looking dude.
He is, and a very, very, very charitable individual.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
He's one of those guys that's big into helping kids by being Tony Stark. He'll show up as Tony Stark.
A lot of those guys do that now, by the way. Yeah. Like Ryan Reynolds, Chris Evans. Those guys are notorious for showing up at hospitals in full costume for kids, which is awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
By the way, you nailed it. I saw the Avengers Infinity War trailer last night. Look, I think I've made it pretty clear on the show that those films just aren't for me.
Sure.
So I shouldn't really complain because I love the Batman trilogy, the Christopher Nolan Batman trilogy. I grew up loving Batman. I like the old Christopher Reeve Supermans. These new ones with all CGI'd garbage do absolutely nothing for me. The second time I saw Avengers, I absolutely hated it, even though I had fun the first time in the theater. But when I watched it again, I'm like, this is awful. Why did I like this the first time? So I'm the wrong person to ask. But as somebody that likes him, Chris, you nailed it. Right, Guardians of the Galaxy 1, I haven't seen the second one yet, even though I heard it was good. Guardians of the Galaxy 1 was a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
There are individual characters in the Marvel Universe that I think are kind of interesting. That Infinity War trailer looks like a jumbled mess of what is going on.
It's just too much,
Way
man.
Way too many people.
I know.
Right, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, Black Panther.
Spider-Man.
Hulk, all of them. It's way too many.
Yeah. Who, again, is a god.
Right, I know. It's just it doesn't make any sense.
I know.
I can't wait.
It goes back to even let's go Dark Knight, right? Which is probably the greatest superhero film of all time. Even though Batman's a person, right? He's not a superhero.
But
if you're talking comic book movies, I think it's probably the best of all time. Correct?
Yeah. I agree. Yeah.
Even in that one. Even though there are different reasons there are two bad guys, even two bad guys feels like there's too many. right? Because the second half of the film, when Two-Face turns into Two-Face,
yeah,
even having two bad guys seems like it's too many. The greatest superhero films of all time have one bad guy, one good guy, or gal, whatever. Mm-hmm. But it's one-on-one. It's good versus evil. It's Zod, even though there's three of them, I guess. But Zod versus Superman. Lex Luthor versus Superman.
Yeah. Lexington Steel. Yeah.
Lexington Steel versus Gravity.
Yeah.
Basically, what you have is a duel. This looks like it's just going to be absolute chaos. Yeah.
And you're not to make room for everybody.
And you're not going to have an emotional attachment to any of it because it's just going to be a jumbled mess.
Then Turner can't wait.
Yeah, I can't either. I'm serious. I have tickets for it.
I'm overwhelmed by it.
My last argument with my 8-year-old Turner actually was over Thor. We watched Avengers. And there's the scene where he's fighting Iron Man. And of course, me, a rational adult, was trying to explain to him that Thor is a god, and this fight would last 2 seconds.
Yeah.
Thor is the god of thunder and lightning.
Right.
And the other guy is a billionaire in a suit.
Yes.
Right. So let's use Tony Stark as a real life example.
Oh my god, it's a movie about superheroes. Who cares?
But who would win in a fight? Thor or Elon Musk?
Right?
I mean, that's what we're arguing.
We argued over
Steve
it. We both dug
Loki.
Our heels in.
Right? Loki over Steve Jobs, even current Steve Jobs.
He's dead.
It took Nikki to finally be like, are you just going to calm down here? No, it's Thor.
You were irrational?
I don't get it. Drives me crazy.
Yes, I was. Terribly. I was an 8-year-old and I couldn't calm down.
And for people like John Bonus or Mr. Z or whoever, it's a Marvel universe. It's supposed to be, exist in that universe. I'm saying I don't like that they do.
Yes.
Right. I don't want a raccoon to fight in the same war as Black Panther and a god and Elon Musk.
Sure.
Right? I want the raccoon to fight in outer space on his own.
Yeah, I like the little tree guy.
Right,
yeah.
Groot's nice.
Yeah, Gort is great.
I don't want Groot and Spider-Man to team up.
Yeah, but
that's preposterous.
Yeah, but we love movies where two guys carry around a dead guy so they can get into a party.
Great film. Weekend at Bernie's is A+.
Right, it's believable. All of that seems believable.
Yeah, you're so right.
It's time for Vikings news.
Touchdown!
Presented by Radco Truck Accessories Pro.
Thank you, Radco.
I would love an opportunity to co-direct Avengers Infinity War.
Mm.
And part of my contribution, maybe my entire contribution to the film, would be sneaking in other characters that are not Marvel characters into the film because no one would notice.
No
one would ever, we take John Candy's Mog, half man, half dog. He's his own best friend.
Classic.
And in the middle of this Infinity War, just sneak in a Mog. No one would notice or care. And no one would say, well, that doesn't make sense. You can't have a Mog. He's not part of the Marvel universe. I'd say, yeah, he is. So is Lone Star. Use the Schwartz, all of that. Mm. They're here, too.
Mm-hmm.
That would be stupid.
Mm-hmm. Oh, would it?
But a talking tree?
Beetlejuice shows up.
Beetlejuice.
Wait, who, me?
Which one?
Yes.
Howard Stern's Beetlejuice? or Michael Keaton?
How great would that be?
Beetlejuice, can you fly? Who, me?
Who, me? Having him talk
Or what if the Vulture from Spider-Man, right? Because that's a Marvel Universe character, which is played by Michael Keaton. What if Vulture had to square off against Batman?
Yeah.
I know that's not Marvel, but or Beetlejuice.
Or Birdman.
Wouldn't Michael Keaton look at himself and go,
Corey,
this is ridiculous.
You love a movie where a teenage boy turns into a GD werewolf.
That seems plausible, though.
But there's only one wolf, and it's one-on-one. It's Mick versus Scott. Yeah. Scott versus Mick. Dragons versus the beavers. The beavers versus the dragons. Who's going to win?
The angry dragon.
The beaver.
Mark is
Mick,
right.
Mick did have a bad attitude.
Now,
he also illegally stood under the basket while Scott was shooting the game-winning free throws.
And again, Chubbs keeps eating the apples on the court. That's got to, there's got to be juice everywhere. Right?
If you hate the Avengers so much, Corey, take the picture of Chris Hemsworth off the back.
Chris Hemsworth. The Bloods are going to be pissed.
Why would they be pissed? They're also in Avengers Infinity War.
I can't wait to see it.
I'm very glad that everybody else is excited, but this is the epitome of everything I do not want to see. I would much rather. I've heard the new Spider-Man with Michael Keaton, right, as the Vulture. I've heard it's really good.
Very good.
Yeah, it was very good.
I'm way more likely to watch just a standalone Spider-Man film than have him be the 37th most important person in an Avengers film.
I think it'll just be cool because it's taken them a while to get here. Thanos, the bad guy.
Thanos Thans, great name.
Yeah.
is a cool bad guy.
Don't touch Thanos.
But isn't he all CGI?
Oh, it's Robert Zemeckis.
You also know. It's not Robert Zemeckis.
You also know that none of them are going to die.
Yeah, no, yeah, they are. One of them is.
I think Captain America goes down.
Okay, so Iron Man. Of the Avengers, though. Not. I mean, Spider-Man's not going to die in an Avengers movie.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Good.
Yeah, because just wouldn't make sense.
But as Perry said, the Eternals of the world are super excited. And us, who are eight-year-olds, are excited for them. Yeah, or talk like them, or act like them, or are smart as an eight-year-old, we are also excited. It's a great summer movie.
Yeah. I'm excited too, Paul.
Right. Thank you, Age. I'm going to get a huge thing of popcorn.
Absolutely allowed to get excited.
Yeah, right, man.
Just like with the Solo movie.
And I'm very excited for that. And I know that's loaded with CGI as well.
You're just saying that because of your boss.
All I'm saying is when Chris Hockey's concerned about a trailer, everyone should be concerned.
He has said multiple times, the Rampage trailer looks great.
It does. Looks good.
You're proving my point.
I know.
If he's jacked for Rampage but afraid of the Avengers trailer, all of us should be nervous that Avengers did not do something correct.
I like it. You know what I like is the NFL draft. Did you know it's 3 weeks from tomorrow?
Can't wait.
I know.
It's awesome.
After the addition of Kendall Wright, the Vikings have almost $18 million left in cap space.
Mm-hmm.
Gives them room to sign their draft picks, add another player or two, and still roll in to the season with some space. Good for them, huh? This is according to the Ben Gessling article in today's Star Tribune.
Yeah, they got to pay all their draft picks, and then, of course, you have to have money just in case a Jake Long thing happens.
Yeah, you know, the draft is usually $6 to $7 million or so.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'll see.
And if you're drafting at the end of the first round, it's cheaper.
And the end of every round, it's cheaper.
Good point.
Yeah.
What do you think of the idea that I just read a few moments ago that the New England Patriots traded Brandon Cooks and doing things like that to position themselves to be able to move up to get, Sam Rosen?
Josh Rosen. Sam Darnold.
I saw an article yesterday that all of the, of course, everybody goes off of that, the Jimmy Johnson
The
penis pills and the race car, and each pick is worth a certain amount of points. They would have to trade their two firsts, their 2 seconds, and a third could get them to two or three.
Does anybody follow that, though, completely still? I mean, doesn't every GM kind of have their own chart?
I mean, what was the trade that the Jets made?
That was a ton to move up three spots.
The Rams a couple years ago. The Falcons a couple years ago.
Right on. But yeah, I understand it. But my point is no. The Jimmy Johnson chart is not the gospel here, right?
It might be your baseline.
You can definitely say, "Hey, we liked that idea way back in the day," but that's not how the world works anymore.
Sure.
Because
when the cap changes
and the rules change, you can value draft picks differently. So. Sure. I'm sure that's probably a semi-template for a lot of GMs, but I'm sure people go off their own charts.
Yeah. Now, a counterpoint to that, the payment scale has been slotted in now, so you don't give Sam Bradford $60 million as an unproven rookie quarterback, do those picks become more valuable than they were on the Jimmy Johnson draft chart?
Yeah, that and you make less of a mistake if you trade up and a guy bombs. It doesn't kill your salary cap. Yeah.
How far does that slot go? Like, is the whole first round?
Every pick.
Every pick?
Mm-hmm. Every pick is
in
a value.
Draft? In the draft?
Every pick is a value, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So I would bet that I don't know if they would do it because that's a lot of collateral to give up to get one guy.
And what works, what happens if you sprinkle in a player? So you're trading picks and a player. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'd like to put a bunch of sprinkles on a player.
I don't know what whipped cream and sprinkles.
Player.
Yeah.
Hey, they referenced this last night. They were talking about Jay Wright from Villanova on, I think it was PTI.
That dude's sweet.
And they were talking about whether or not he's going to jump to the NBA because he's won two titles in 3 years and whether or not $4 or $5 million a year could get him to jump from Villanova. And then it somehow transitioned into the Browns and how why would you ever want to go play quarterback for the Browns? And, well, what if you had the right coach? And what coach would want to take that job? Basically, like how Cleveland's a cesspool of crap, right? That it's just, it's a dead end. But then I started thinking about New England. Isn't it weird how times change, right? New England used to be a laughingstock. Chris, in the 80s, they were a disaster.
Terrible.
But a coach or a quarterback and winning changes everything.
Well, Green Bay was the same way.
Sure, until Reggie White signed, too. Reggie White really changed that, too, because he was a free agent and proved that you can go to Green Bay and get paid.
Look at Tampa.
But this is the weird thing about sports and I think the weird way that a lot of our brains work. Isn't it weird how it feels, even though we're at the end, it feels like Brady and Belichick are going to be in New England forever? Like, literally forever. Yeah. Like, it's hard to imagine that team's going to exist post Brady and Belichick.
Oh, of course, yeah.
The same way, in a lot of ways, can you imagine the NBA without LeBron James?
It's soon.
Mm. Right, it's not that far off.
No, he's what, 34?
Right, but in the next 3, 4, 5, 6 years, the NBA will exist without LeBron.
Yeah.
We are very close to having the NFL without Belichick, probably, and definitely Brady, which means what Chris just said is true. At some point, they're going to have to make a big play for Brady's replacement.
Yep.
This might be it.
Even though they had one on roster for the last couple of years and probably didn't fully realize it, because Garoppolo looks like he's the real deal, and they wouldn't have had to give up this gigantic haul to move up in the draft. They could have just kept Jimmy.
No, but they got a second round pick for him after this year, right?
Right, but the Niners invested $130 million because
what, 27.5?
Right.
If Brady's not ready to retire, though, you're not going to pay a backup quarterback starting money.
Green Bay did.
They did
with Rodgers.
Well, they didn't pay him the money right away, but they sat on him for what, three years?
They sat
on him, and then they sprinkled in some sprinkles and whipped cream and licked him.
Yeah. God, would you quit saying that?
Come on, move it, Lardass.
Think of the haul, though, that they gave up.
Yeah.
Or are about to give up to get Rosen or somebody that's unproven. They knew Garoppolo was good.
And this is way too hardcore. But you also have to keep in mind that a team in their division, the Buffalo Bills, have way better collateral than they do. And they want to move up. So you're going to have to sweeten the deal even more because they have, I think the Bills have 12 and 21 or 2. That's way better than 32 and 22.
Yeah, whoever's sitting at that spot is going
to
put them against each other.
Right. 31's worthless. So you're going to have to get a better deal than the Bills can offer, and they want to move up to 2 or 4. So it'll be fun. That's how the draft wails.
Yep.
That's for unproven talent. That's the scary thing.
But it's gambling.
It is gambling.
It's the best kind of gambling.
Best kind of gambling is what we're going to do.
Well, do you know what they're going to do, though?
What's that?
They're going to trade up, and then they're going to donate one of the players.
One of their picks to somebody's charity?
Yeah.
That's pretty sweet.
Yeah, what if the Patriots should call the New York Giants and say, we'll give you a first rounder this year, mm-hmm. a second rounder next year, and at some point in the future, we'll also give another draft pick to another team just for fun in your name.
Aww.
And then the guy goes, that's how it works.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Rosie.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Mark Rosen and Mark Parrish are hugging right now. We'll talk to both of them after this. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
This portion of the Power Trip brought to you by our friends at Jaffe Medicine Center. Thank you, Jaffe.
Register now, KFA.com's contest page to win a 4-pack of tickets to Monster Energy AMA Supercross, U.S. Bank Stadium, Saturday, April 14th. For more info, supercrosslive.com.
How long are you going to talk?
Now joining the Power Trip Morning Show is Channel 4's Mark Rosen.
Good morning.
Hello, Mark Rosen.
Kids, how are you? Well,
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi. Is it right that I looked at the old car... thermometer? Is that the right word?
Yeah.
Is it 10 above or something? Is it 10 above?
Yeah, it's 10.
It's 10.
Okay.
What a story, Mark.
It's a bad story. Well,
it's a very bad story, though.
Please.
What's the average temp for April 4th?
50?
It seems to me like you're an expert.
It does seem like you're an expert, Mark. 28 will be your high today.
Oh, goody.
What 34 tomorrow hell? With some more snow.
And then next week it's
50.
Late in the week.
Well, like Wednesday, it's supposed to hit 50, but it's also supposed to be raining.
Oh, good.
Which is fine as long as it washes away the snow.
Isn't it supposed to snow again this weekend, too?
Yeah, well, I know it's supposed to snow
Sunday.
Yeah, that's right. Ugh. Thursday and then
I'm not shoveling,
Sunday.
Mark. I'm not doing it. I'm going to let it melt. I can wait.
Have you did you shovel yesterday's?
Absolutely not.
Oh, man. I was going to boycott.
No way.
I had to.
Nope, not doing it.
It was 10 inches.
10 inches?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
You
it's
wish.
Like four.
Are you nuts?
I got like four.
For real?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yeah, that's... Oh, it saved your life, so it had to have been larger than that.
Okay, well...
The snow?
No, of course. What?
We're talking about snow.
Are you from... Why are you talking about...
Why are you... What's the matter with you?
What the hell is wrong with you, dude?
Oh, sorry. I was on a Snapchat about that.
Anyway,
about
dads? Your sex life?
The old recording things?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Yeah, I'm not shoveling. I'm boycotting.
No. As long as you put salt down so you don't fall and do a Barrero.
Roasty!
Do Barrero?
You know,
Dwight,
the character I'm working on, I'm workshopping that.
Next Wednesday, it'll be 89 degrees in Qatar.
Good.
Oh, lucky.
Is that where you're going to be?
Yeah.
Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Q-A-T-A-R.
I thought it was Qatar
as well.
That's where the World Cup soccer is, right?
I was talking to some national.
Your favorite subject.
We are English masters professionals.
No.
What a disaster.
They did not make the World Cup in Qatar.
Is it really called Qatar?
I think it is Qatar.
It is Qatar.
I don't know. Why would I know?
It's not a guitar. It's a Qatar.
Well, Chris is going there.
Yeah, you are?
I am.
Why?
To play a show for the troops.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
You could find anything closer?
Well, I've been to Brainerd. They didn't want me there.
I didn't know we had troops in Qatar. That's more than
8,000 of them.
Wow. I had no idea. What do they do there?
It is Qatar.
It is Qatar, yeah.
Oh, there you go. Huh. Doha.
Interesting.
City,
wow. Well, that'll be fun.
Doha.
You should play
home.
That song.
Yet.
I will.
I'm proud of you, Hawk.
Thank you.
Hi, Mark.
Hi, Mark.
Oh, hi, Mark.
Oh, God, this song was...
What a banger.
You think so?
Oh, yep. Hell yeah.
Especially Tommy Olsen, The Bridge.
Yeah. This song...
Paris, you like Rammstein? Mm-hmm.
Fight.
You gotta, like, do Host at least, right?
It's okay.
It's scary.
Yeah.
It's a little repetitive for me.
Oh, why would... Well, yeah, I don't like things that are repetitive either.
Mainly just for music.
Like live? Man,
I like that guitar riff.
Isn't German a lovely language?
No, it's terrifying.
It sounds like he's clearing his throat the whole time.
Yeah.
Listen, like if this guy said, Mark, you just won the lottery.
It would still sound.
You'd be terrified. Yeah,
exactly.
The one.
What lottery are you talking about?
The one lottery.
Well, good point.
I'd ask him why he's talking like that.
Yeah.
I wonder if we would think it's scary if the Nazis never existed.
Maybe. I don't
probably
know.
Probably not scary, just not...
Intimidating.
Romantic language.
Not French.
Not right? A Italian, French...
Oh, Italian. Yeah, I
mean, oh,
you know any words in Italian, Sauce?
I've been to Italy.
Well, that wasn't the question.
I don't remember what the question was.
Languages.
No,
languages.
I don't know.
You've been to Italy.
Is Bibliotech the library?
That's Spanish.
It's Spanish, yeah.
Didn't you take Mandarin?
I did.
Well, no, he called it Chinese. Took Chinese for 4 years, can't even say ni hao correctly.
Six.
Six
I like
years?
Ni hao.
Yeah, 7th, 8th, 9th, 10th, 11th, 12th. Senior year twice, yeah. Right.
Okay.
And you literally cannot say one word.
No.
Go for it.
Ni hao.
And that means?
Hello.
Any other phrasing?
Oh, man, I don't remember any of it.
None of it?
No.
How is that possible?
I didn't go to school to learn.
What'd you go for? The babes?
And attention.
Attention? And
like here.
Recess.
Yeah, and lunch.
And lunch.
On Lambert's tab, Lawyer Lambert's tab.
Naturally.
You call him Lawyer Lambert?
Well, Rosie does. You do. I don't want to know what you call him, Hockey.
Oh, man.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. We love Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com.
That we
on the Power Trip Morning Show?
Yeah!
We all do.
Yeah, Matt is down there.
The ring I'm currently wearing was from there. My wife's ring is from there.
Say hello to Mr. Jimmy.
Jimmy's the man.
Yeah, go get those cookies.
Oh.
Always in the corner.
Actual right cookies. That
real
was not
cookies.
A metaphor.
Yeah, that place wins.
No, exactly. What do you got?
The Timberwolves are off until tomorrow night when they're at Denver at 9:30.
Why is that funny, Rosie?
I don't know. I think Jimmy Butler's going to play tomorrow night.
What did you call him earlier, Hawk?
Oh.
Jerry Butler?
Jerry Butler.
I'm sorry about
the
that.
The Butler did it.
I'm not always good with stuff.
We
Well, yeah, because if he's going to play Saturday, play tomorrow.
No, no. Give me one more game.
No, they need him tomorrow.
No. Well, why do you need more games?
I need him to lose one more game, and then I want him to make the playoffs so I can make another $100 off everybody.
Wow.
Who are you making $100
What was that
off?
Bet for?
The Timberwolves are 44-34. Mm-hmm. If they get to 48 victories, that would be the over 47.5.
That's right.
I get it.
That's right. That's another bet that I have with all you gentlemen.
Wow.
So where are
we at? Butler were in that position.
So the first bet was whether or not they would get to 50. They cannot do that, which means, Chris, you won against
me,
Sauce, Rosie, and Carly.
That is correct, sir.
Mm-hmm.
I paid him, damn it.
Thank you.
I didn't want to pay you.
You seemed like you didn't mind.
Well, I don't care. It's just money. I'll get more.
Yeah.
from your attorney. Oh, yeah. My attorney, you mean.
And it smelled like baby oil, the $100 bill you gave me.
It's because I got it from your dad.
Jeez.
Why did Dad give you $100?
That's what it looks.
He beat me.
Oh.
Straight up.
My dad did what?
Paid that man his money.
So if they don't get to 47.5, right? If they don't win the next four, all four remaining, you win yet again.
That's right.
Yep.
And that's against the same three people?
That's correct, sir.
So I'm getting small bills for you pretty quick here.
Ooh. I knew about small bill.
So are we betting the Masters as well?
Yes.
Of course.
But how much? 100?
Honey.
Well, wait a minute, though. Let's stay on the Wolves for a second.
Yeah, let's stay on the Wolves.
Ooh.
So, Sauce, you're already down 100 to Chris. If they lose to Denver tomorrow night,
I owe him another 100.
Because you will mathematically be incapable of getting to 48 wins.
Yes, sir.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Now, Carly already paid you $100 as well.
She did. She already gave me hundy. And she understands that
she's on the brink of owing you another 100.
She does, and she's very sweet. And she had it, and she said, here, yes, that is correct, Cor.
Now, Mark, you're flush with network funds after hitting a royal flush, I heard on the final day in Las Vegas.
You hit a royal flush.
I'm going to wait and pay him the $200, like I said, in small bills. Why would I give him the $100 now?
Why small bills?
Because I like $20 bills. I think Hawk would rather have $20 bills in his pocket.
He'd rather have ones.
Okay, then we'll get, I'll get two $100.
I want my money back.
No.
Okay.
It's too late. I already spent it.
No.
What'd you spend it on?
Hookers.
God, that's Jeep.
But I'm going the Masters bet.
Jeep?
Are we betting 100?
I don't know.
It's up to you guys.
Oh, it's up to me?
Well, no, if it's
AJ
up to
wants in, because AJ wants Parrish to do 20, here? He doesn't want to do 100.
Is he in?
And Parrish doesn't care what we bet.
I couldn't care less.
Yes.
Are you in?
Yeah.
What am I betting again?
It's the Masters.
We draw names.
Oh, the Masters. Oh, absolutely.
Out of a hat. Into making a
Sorry,
Masters
you guys are
bet.
Talking about basketball or something, so I zoned out.
You just zoned out. The I'm Wild playing also. That's
so, yeah. Yes, Masters. Of course I'm in.
Good.
So all there's right. six names.
Meanwhile.
But if we're doing 100, one of them, I think, is out.
Okay, well, let's do 20 then.
Let's do 20 so everybody can be
care.
Involved.
Okay. I just don't care. I'm going to bet. It's been a while.
Yeah, it's been a while. Are we doing it right now?
Yeah, I'm going to mix them up.
Oh, man, I don't even know names.
No, we're doing it right
now. All right, it's fine.
Don't smell that hat.
Whoa, gross.
Well, you got your staples out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, show Parrish and Rosie your
Look
staple
at his wound.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he's got a wound.
You do.
Is it bad?
Ow.
Yeah,
it looks like it hurts.
Looks like somebody hit you in the head with a hatchet.
Looks like an electrical limb.
Yeah, I do have a hatchet wound in my head.
You do?
I wish.
Come on, Parrish. You're the only one that has a dirty mind like me. Let's go here.
All right, so $20. Highest score now if we get disqualified.
What?
Between tomorrow, like... AJ did last year. Do we get another pick, or are you out?
No, you're out.
No, if your pick today withdraws before tomorrow, you're screwed. Okay. You're out.
I wish. Okay, in. Great.
Okay. You do have two extra inputs now in your head.
Yeah. I have a hatchet. Quit staring at it.
Here, Parrish, I'll let you draw.
I got to pick names, though. I don't know who.
Yeah.
Who goes first?
What's
Core.
Hell yeah!
Oh, brother.
It's off
rigged.
To a great start.
Here's the appearance here.
No, that should be great news for you guys. I don't win bets.
No, you don't.
Hawk.
Hi.
You're great.
That's also
perfect.
Great news for you because we all know who he's taking.
Yeah, we do know who he's taking.
Kyle Stanley.
Sauce.
Yes.
God, it's rigged.
Dang it.
Yeah, it's rigged. Who's pulling these names?
You.
Rosie. Come on.
Come on, Parrish.
When I look into my mind.
Me.
Jeepers.
And AJ's last.
AJ's in there somewhere. There he is.
Do we have to pick now?
Yeah. We know who Corey's taking. We know who you're taking.
Who's Hockey. Corey taking?
Spieth.
Well,
that's my guy.
It's between two.
That's my guy.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll take Spieth. It's my Under Armour guy.
It's my Under Armour?
Hockey's
Under
taking Armour. Tiger.
Wait, I haven't said yet. Give me a second, I'm thinking.
Hurry up, computer. He's going to take Tiger.
As you spent the last 10 minutes rustling the paper and obviously couldn't find it.
Couldn't find a damn thing.
I got a page
pulled up.
Look at the strip. C7 is all the pairings.
That doesn't help.
Well, let me ask you guys a question.
Sure.
Why would Tiger be the favorite if he wasn't the favorite?
Because it's a sucker bet in Vegas. We were out there 2 weeks ago, and he's 6-1, which is ridiculous.
Don't tell him until after.
But he's playing really well.
Yeah,
he's playing well.
And the course is to his strength.
But he hasn't won a tournament in 8 years.
So. He's the greatest golfer of all time, Mark.
Yeah,
but
Rosie,
Chris, pick whoever he wants.
Thank you for talking real to me.
No problem. He's taking Tiger.
Don't tell me what to do.
He's the favorite.
He just wants the betting slip.
Who'd you take?
I took Jordan Spieth.
I'm taking
Tiger.
Rory McIlroy.
Nice pick.
I'm impressed.
Sauce.
I'm going to take DJ.
Came up in my head.
Normally you take Jason Day almost regardless of where you pick. You're taking Dustin Johnson.
Yeah, it'll bite me in the ass.
Oh, Marky Mark Rosen.
I'm taking Jason Day.
That's two in a row.
Jason Day. Nobody's taken Tiger Woods, y'all, as of now. Mark Parrish gets fifth choice.
Hmm. I really don't want to pick Tiger.
Still on the board? You got guys like
Bubba Watson.
Ross Fisher.
Phil Mickelson.
Fred Couples you could
Charles
take.
Charles Schwartzel, he won here before.
You could take Arnold Palmer.
I feel like rooting for a lefty. I'm going Bubba Watson.
We'll cross him off then.
Salmonella vomit.
Bubba.
Payne Stewart.
Watson.
I feel like
Rosie!
Watching a lefty
God,
this
you
weekend.
Said that?
He said Arnold Palmer.
You said Payne Stewart. That was a tragedy. Arnold Palmer lived a long life, a long, wonderful life.
But
Payne Stewart died tragically in an airplane.
What a weird story. That Payne Stewart story is still one of the weirdest stories of all time.
Oh, it's the worst.
Basically
the worst.
A ghost plane, right? Everybody
it
most
was.
Likely
Remember,
just
they
died
thought, they thought maybe it had been
on the plane.
Hijacked or something.
Talking about having to shoot it down and everything.
Yeah, they were talking about shooting
right?
it down.
Yeah, it was awful.
Carbon
awful.
Yes.
Dioxide?
One of them, right? Didn't they basically all most likely pass out and die
correct.
In the plane?
In the plane.
Yeah. And then it crashed in a field in Iowa or something?
Yeah, that part. But they were literally talking about shooting it down.
They were.
Right, so it didn't crash somewhere more populated.
Yeah.
Scary story.
That's awful.
All right.
Anyway.
That creepy.
Spieth, Rory, DJ, Day, Watson, AJ, you're last.
Go ahead, AJ.
Go take him.
Do what I should have done.
I think I'm gonna.
Why wouldn't you?
Tiger Woods, because I don't know who Dustin Thomas is. I don't know who Justin Rose is.
Tiger Woods.
They're all
Tiger
good.
Woods.
Big Tiger.
That's not bad. Oh,
cool. AJ just earned $20.
Hope you win.
How fun will Sunday be?
Well, it will be.
When he doesn't make the cut?
No, he's going to make the cut.
Mm.
Oh, will he?
I don't know, Rose.
You want to bet on that? Side bet?
Yeah, how much?
$100?
$100,
he makes the cut.
You're saying that he will or will not?
$100, he makes the cut, yeah.
I'll take that, too.
Well, what side?
I'll take Tiger making the cut.
He will make the cut, yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
You got to give me odds.
Yeah, correct. You got to
give me odds.
My 50 to your 100.
No.
Okay.
Wait a minute.
Powered trip.
You mean he's got to finish in like the top 40 to make it? You have to give. You mean there's 40
he has to be
spots.
Around for Saturday and Sunday. Yeah,
sure, I get that, but he's got to make 40 spots. You got to give. I'll do it if you give me odds. It can't be a straight up bet.
Pass.
What?
Your 1,000 and my 20.
Have a hot take until there's money on the line.
No, it's a great take. It's a great take, but
if he makes the cut, I'll give you $20. If he doesn't, you give me a grand.
No, it's a
it's a fair bet.
That sounds real fair.
Well, I don't win bets. You guys are basically just stealing $20 from me. You know that's not going to work in my favor.
Of course not.
What do you have to lose? $1,000? Big deal. More than likely, I'll just give you $20.
$20.
$20 what?
Just $20 straight up.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, Rosie?
No, I'm in.
Okay.
All right. $20 it is.
Deal.
You're a horrible negotiator. Remember,
gambling.
30 seconds.
Yeah, but when
you
I get
called
to give me
out for making
you
a
have
take,
to.
$20 straight up.
Fine, I don't care.
I don't care.
Just lunch.
Yeah, I'll donate the money anyway.
Hey, speaking of money.
Head out to the Muddy Chicken in Burnsville, 8 p.m. tonight for a live Wild Primer broadcast with Tenneby and Pat Nicoletti, presented by Michelob Golden Light, KFAN.com, keyword events. And also, I have a four-pack of tickets, Monster Energy, AMA Supercross, U.S. Bank Stadium, Saturday, April 14th. I want to give them away right now. More info for those tickets, supercrosslive.com. But you can win them, 651-989-5326, 800-320-5326, caller number 7.
Quick Doghouse Radio.
Come now.
Oh, yes.
Because we were talking about this in this room off off air. You know when you have to be somewhere at, say, I don't know, 7 o'clock? And you know to get to that place on time with parking and traffic or whatever, it's going to take 30 minutes. So you know you have to leave your house at 6:30. Any later and you're screwed.
Oh.
What time do you tell your wife that you have to leave?
Monday.
Because you can't tell them 6:30.
No, that's...
Because then you're going to be late.
That's insane.
Paris is very silent right now.
I don't know if I want to get into this, even though I know you're going to suck me into it.
So you have to tell them, hey, sweetheart, we got to leave by like 6:10, 6:15. Because you know they're not going to be ready by 6:10 or 6:15. You have to hope that if you tell them 6:10, hopefully they're ready by 6:30.
I have to make an admission here.
Okay, here, you're the one that's tardy.
I'm that person in my relationship.
No!
I can't help it. I'm terrible. I can't help it.
Nuts.
I know it. You guys would hate being married to me, except for I give you a lot of sex.
Yeah, I would love to be married.
Wait, what did you say?
I'm sorry, what?
I would love to be married to you. You buried the lead. What did you just say?
No, that's what he was talking
about. On average, Chris, how late are you? 10, 15 minutes?
I just get lost.
You just spit that out so fast.
Yeah,
what did he just say? Should hate be marrying to me because?
And this is like a Jay Leno stand-up routine, but still. I don't understand how you can give them a four-hour window, and it always comes down to the final 3 or 4 minutes. How is it possible that it's down to crunch time again?
Yeah. It's a two-minute offense.
With a four-hour window. Yeah.
They run the two-minute offense at that time.
I don't understand it. It's almost, you know, some people work better under pressure. I don't know about you guys with school projects or studying for tests, but I was always a good procrastinator. If I waited to the final day,
correct,
I'm going to hammer that project, and it's going to get done, and I like the pressure of I have 12 hours to get this project done.
I'm still that way.
Why are women like that with getting ready to go out?
It takes a long time.
You said that.
They got to get pretty.
No, but
too bad Judge Carly's not here to answer this.
Here's something that has never happened in the history of the earth. This has never happened. Sweetheart, we got to leave in 4 hours. All right, I'll start getting ready now. And then with an hour to go, she says, I'm done. We're ready.
Right. Let's go.
Never. You have an hour to go. It's never happened. It's always, you have 60 seconds and we have to be out the door. I'm hurrying. Why are you rushing me? She hasn't listened to this show since 2012.
So she's not going to hear about this. You're mocking and ridiculing her on the air.
It's not her. It's women.
Oh, wow. You said that. Wow. That's the one I get in trouble with all the time.
As Parrish and I were talking about, they'll do the classic. They'll come down the stairs and go, you're not even ready yet. You don't have your shoes on.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. They're slip-ons. Right.
This 6-second process is slowing you down.
I've been ready since noon.
It always ends up turning back to us.
Of course.
I got bit in the butt, actually, by this whole buffer time situation.
I said I was sorry.
So you're referencing, Corey, if you have to leave at 6:30, you tell them 6:10, so you give yourself a 20-minute buffer.
Mm-hmm.
I did that with my wife not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and she thought proactively that I had built in a buffer, so she gave herself 10 extra minutes beyond the point that we actually had to leave by. So if we actually had to leave by 6:30, she thought we actually had to leave by 6:40,
gave herself 10 minutes. This is the equivalent of people like you, Chris, who still have an actual alarm clock, and they'll set the clock to a different time that actually exists, and they pretend that they don't know what the real time is.
I know.
You know what the real time is.
I used to do that, and it just annoyed me, because I would do the math in my head the whole
Then you
5 minutes earlier, 10 minutes, but it just didn't matter, because then I would just build that buffer in.
Charles Manson said it best, you can't lie to yourself.
Yeah.
Charles Manson said that.
You know what time it is.
Yeah,
Charles Manson said that. It's the one person you can't lie to is you can't lie to yourself.
He also said, by the way, there's plenty of sex in prison.
And he said, I'm not a murderer.
He also said if he started killing cops, he would basically stack pigs to the moon.
That's what he said.
He did say that.
That's what he said. So he said a lot of things.
I'm not saying take every word he says.
Right, it's the guy.
Literally, I'm saying the guy made a couple of good points.
Yeah, he just, you're quoting Charles Manson as your guiding soul for your relationship in terms of leaving on time.
Probably not a good idea, but I get the point, though.
Right. I'm not saying tattoo every saying he's ever said on your body somewhere, but once in a while he nailed
Mark
it.
Will.
You can't lie to yourself.
I love tattoos.
All I'm saying is I just don't understand why it always comes down to a 60-second shot clock at the end.
Well, and then they take a 2-minute timeout.
Well, how about every guy having to go through this moment? Out. Every guy in those final 10, 15 minutes of that 4 or 5 hour window. And you know it's going to be unbelievably close. So what do? You walk the tightrope with the following line. Sweetheart, we have to leave in like 10 minutes.
And then it's...
And you don't want to say that line, but you know there's a part of you saying, you have to say it. You have to tell her, we got like 10 minutes or we're screwed.
Right.
But at the back of your mind, you're saying, if I say those words...
And the response is?
The response is, I know!
Yeah.
I can tell you you clearly don't know because we're going to be late.
Their head does a 180.
She looks at you like, are you talking to me?
Right.
Oh, my God.
That's my godfather, yeah.
Is that Let's hear good? It again.
Are you talking to me?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
That was a combination of...
Am I doing
De Niro and Godfather? Oh, I see. Was it De Niro and Taxi Driver?
This happened last week, though, at the Super Troopers 2 premiere.
Right.
That movie, last time I checked, starts at a specific time.
It does.
Oh. It's not whenever we show up. So I call me like 3 or 4 times. You know, we have to leave.
I know.
I know.
I'm going to go sit in the car. And hopefully, at some point, you're also in the car.
And there's
that would be great.
Your shoes aren't on.
I heard that conversation because you said, I'm going to go sit in the car. And she said, make sure that the garage door is shut.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Well, to be honest, that would solve both of our problems.
Oh, what a therapy session this has been.
That's what you call a win-win.
No, but what you said, Curry, you never say the hurry up. You never say that.
Can't.
Or the, babe, we got 10 minutes.
That No, I do say that, though. I say it, and every time I get burned, and every time I say, next time, we're just going to be late, and we'll learn our lesson. But I don't want to do that either.
No, because we're late everywhere, and we never learn our lesson.
Man, I hate being late.
I'm never late.
Chris sounds like he's always late.
I am always late.
Yeah, you are.
I'm terrible.
You're always late, and you leave early.
I am definitely.
Except going to the airport.
No, yeah, that I'm never late to.
Parrish is never late. He never sneaks through anything.
I've seen that's never happened in my life.
Never taken
I was kind of laughing when you guys were talking about that buffer time thing. Every single one of my friends that know me, they give like a half hour, 45 minutes.
Right. Zucker and I waited 9 holes to call you.
And Corey messed up a really, really good nap.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was out like a light. And I was confused as all hell why he was standing in my entryway.
That makes two of us.
Yeah.
Especially because he didn't have any pants on. That's what I'm saying. Like, I understand you're here to wake me up, but you need to take my temperature as
well. Well, we got that off our chest.
Felt like it was 0:30 walking through Parrish's house. I was like, Parrish.
That's a rosy laugh.
Parrish. I didn't believe why was there hearing a guy's voice in my house? Yeah. It was really confusing. And then it was really confusing when I realized it was you.
Good thing your guard dog took care of you.
Oh, yeah. She didn't even start barking until he left.
The worst part
Guinness is a heavier sleeper than I am.
Your dog's name is Guinness?
Oh, yeah.
Of course it is.
That's Mark Parrish.
What else would it be?
Smirnoff is a better guess.
Yeah, Grey Goose doesn't work.
Guinness would have been on the final 6 answers at Family Feud for sure.
Cheetos was taken.
I'm so thankful, Mark, that the end of that story wasn't that I was blasted by a shotgun, and as I'm bleeding out on your kitchen floor with half of my mouth shattered and like across the the refrigerator, you walking over and going like, "Oh my God, Corey, I'm so sorry." I'm like,
I was just checking on you. I just wanted to make sure you were okay, and we're gonna be late. Are you ready to go?
So a couple of things before the end of the show that I have to tell you guys about. What you can't yell at the Masters this weekend.
Oh, there's a couple of doozies. I know one of them.
A guy who should have probably the greatest regret in the history of music, but says he doesn't. And lastly, why is all that poop in Alabama?
What?
Power 2 Morning Show, back after this on The Fan.
The 5th annual Twin Cities Burger Battle returns to St. Paul's Harriet Island May 19th, 25 new. and returning restaurants will join previous Burger Battle winners to compete for the title and the right to be called the 2018 Twin Cities Burger Battle Champion. Tickets on sale now, tcburgerbattle.com.
Man, that sounds like fun. I like burgers.
It's the best event.
Oh, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, planet. I was just going to say the same thing.
I just invited you all.
Did you say that too?
I think everybody's kind of invited. Yeah. I don't think there's...
Can we go? Okay, let's go. When is it?
Yeah, sure.
When is it again?
May 19th.
Yeah, all right. That's right, May 19th.
Sounds good.
5 days.
I'm doing
still
going to
be snow
now.
On the ground?
I hope not.
No.
Probably not. You never know.
And I just love this band. I don't know how you feel about a Mark Rosen, but I love Godsmack. Right?
It's not as good as the song you played yesterday, which Thank is still you. The one I...
Well, the new still Hall the one by Shania
Still
Twain?
The one. Yeah, that's it.
You heard the new Hall & Oates song, Mark Parrish?
The new Hall & Oates song?
Exactly.
I know. That's
it's
exactly
kinda,
right.
It's badass, man. It's kind of badass. Seriously. First song in something like 16 years.
What?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
How would PA dance to it?
I've been living outside.
Here you go. Here you guys. Look, guys.
Yeah, I'm so far away.
It's I've been perfect. Going for
more. That's PA.
Perfect. You have no idea. Now poop in the trash can.
And then watch hockey take a dump. I love this song. The Rich Girl reference is brilliant.
I know.
Oh, in the background, yeah. Rich girl in the summer like yesterday.
Churches should cover this.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, it's so good.
Isn't that good, dude?
That's very really good.
It's so part. Good.
It's called a groove.
No, he already did it, dude.
No, it's right here.
Jam.
It's right here.
Pennsylvania came to life. All the kids on the corner of California never had that thing. I remember rich girl in the summer like
that part. Brilliant. Yeah.
Actually, we don't really care if Philadelphia remembers us because Philadelphia sucks.
Yeah, thank you.
It's a great song, though.
I would love to forget them.
Great song.
You know?
First game of the year this year, right?
Correct.
That's the rumor.
Thursday. Well, it's not a rumor.
Oh, it's not a rumor will be.
I mean, it's happening.
It's still a rumor. Oh,
okay.
Yeah. That's still a rumor until they officially announce it, but
Which,
yes.
Thursday
night.
Soon, right? Yeah.
Middle of April. It's around the middle of April.
Dick Van Dyke's brother.
Couple weeks, yeah.
Wait, Dick Day is Dick Van Dyke's brother?
Yeah.
So they share the first name.
Yeah, not the last. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
A couple of dicks.
Bizarre.
Wow, interesting.
Yeah. Your screen name.
Rosie?
Yes, sir. No.
Oh, Rosie.
People have screen names. Adorable.
If you go to Augusta National this weekend, do not yell Dilly Dilly.
Thank God.
No, do it.
Yes.
No, you may not.
So well, they will throw you off the course. They should start with it's in the hole. That's the first one they should throw people out for.
Baba Booey, Baba Booey.
Baba Booey, it's in the hole.
Hit it with the hind.
Yeah, it's just...
You know, me?
Like, what year is this? It's like doing the wave at sporting events.
Well...
Just stop it.
And because they're brilliant, by the way... Bud Light is sending 1,000 Dilly Dilly shirts to the Masters. They're going to pass them out for free.
That's great.
What just they should brilliant. Do is not just Dilly Dilly shirts. They should specifically have employees go that get tickets or have tickets and just yell Dilly Dilly and get kicked out just for the pub.
Right.
That's true.
17.
You just can't get in that easily.
Well, people have tickets.
Oh, yeah. You can buy your way into anything,
right.
Rose.
I'm saying there are tickets for the public, right?
But
you pay people to go in there and get kicked out for yelling Dilly Dilly.
Brilliant.
Yeah, why
they're
not?
They're not people; they're patrons at the Masters.
Oh.
Remember that, because when you hear that, when you hear the announcers have a very tight script they have to abide by when they start talking about it. It's like working for Sinclair Newscast.
Oh my God!
Topical.
Oh, jeez.
Well, you have to say it's not. They're not fans. They're not the guy. They're patrons.
So
remember when was it Ferret? Who got in trouble for calling
Knows
Ferris Bueller.
The greens were so fast, they're like bikini wax. Someone said that term. They got fired.
That's a
for
great line.
That.
That's really? A great line.
It is. When they basically the announcer got chastised, and I think that was the last time he's ever on a.
Yeah,
I want to say it was something like Faraday, but probably was Faraday.
No, the problem with I love the Masters. It's it's the funnest golf tournament to watch. It's also the land of the Todd.
Well, it's like land before time, because when you walk into that place,
$1.50 beers.
Well, it's It's in? Like you're going back to, in, like you're going back in time. It's a, yeah. it's a, it, I oh, mentioned Dilly Dilly. The one time I was there, like Wizard Hell, of Oz yeah. went from black and white to color because it's Washington. I think it's Washington Avenue. It's like Lake Street. You'd never know there's a golf course there. And then you walk into Augusta National. It's like, what?
It's super hilly. And
you
don't see that on TV.
Have no, you can't tell.
No, I have not yet.
Oh, it's just amazing.
You know a guy?
Yes.
You should know a guy.
I'm going to say this, and this is an unpaid advertisement, but I'm going to do it anyway. If you haven't had Bud Light Orange yet, it's what? So good, dude.
Bud Light Orange?
It's so good. I'm telling you, trust me, it's so good.
I didn't really like the Bud Light Lime.
I know. This is great. I'm telling you.
I'll try it.
Aren't we mostly just against the dilly-dilly thing in general?
As somebody, I like dilly
some
bars.
People love it. I never got into it.
As somebody that spent a week in London and had Ellie and Sue say dilly dilly every 5 seconds
oh my
for
God.
Five
Did she really?
Days.
That's that oh, why God. Ellie's not here anymore?
We've basically begged to have them both fired. We one down, one to go.
Well,
that's all they would do is walk around and say dilly dilly in their horrible British accents.
Well, it was Gary McCord that got fired.
Gary McCord, thank you.
You know, it's a wonderful British accent.
Who?
Who's that?
Chris Hockey.
No.
Are you going to redo the golf story?
I can't do it.
What?
Too filthy.
Of course we can.
I might do it. I don't know, but I have to tell you this story as well.
I've never heard it.
I have to tell you this story as well.
You're going to love this one.
You're going to love it.
This is, no pun intended, right up your alley.
Yeah.
Okay.
Here's something that came out of somebody's alley. Right now, dozens of train cars carrying 10 million pounds of poop are stranded in rural Alabama.
I have so many questions.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Why?
The 982 residents of a small town called Parrish, swear to you.
Get out of here.
Are very upset. They want it gone. The load has been there.
It's shampoo.
For almost 2 months.
Oh,
what? Man. What?
It's making the whole place smell very, very bad.
Gross.
That's like your opinion, man.
To add insult to injury, it isn't even there, too.
Whose is it?
For the last year, waste management facilities in New York and one in New Jersey have been shipping tons of that stuff, literally tons, to Big Sky Environmental, a private landfill in Adamsville, Alabama. Mm-hmm. But in January, the neighboring town of West Jefferson filed an injunction against Big Sky to keep the poo from being stored in a nearby rail yard. It was successful, but as a result, the poo has been sitting there for 2 months.
Am I the only one that had zero, and I mean zero, idea that poop traveled by train?
That was my first question. Yeah.
Now, the band Train is pure poop.
Come on, they wrote that song with Hall & Oates.
You should play some Train.
I think I should play the Hall & Oates song again.
Yeah, you should.
Yeah.
I had no idea that we are shipping.
Oh, thank God.
Poof.
Doesn't poop go in the toilet?
Yeah.
That's what I was always taught. Or, you know, unless you're Dwight Hockey, it goes somewhere else.
Come on, man. Who's Dwight Hockey?
Based on smell, I just assumed it piled up in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I didn't know that it traveled by train.
Listen to this.
What's the end game? Like, what do they ultimately do with it?
They hope Dwight shows up with a check to buy it.
No. Oh, no.
By the ton.
No. The people of Parrish, very upset. The rail yard is across from a baseball field.
Oh.
Everything within 2 miles smells terrible.
Jeez.
According to the mayor, greatly reduces the quality of life.
Yeah, everyone has pink eye.
Your dad just buy property?
Hey.
See, but now what you do?
Wow.
Way to go, AJ.
AJ? At two.
Bad pub is good pub, right? Yeah. We would have never heard of this town of Parrish without trains full of crap.
We got to find out if Parrish, Alabama has like a high school, and if they do, what is the name of their baseball team and stuff?
The Sleepies?
The Turds?
The Vodkies?
The Turds.
The Walking Sodies?
Oh, I would take a couple of those.
Me too.
Can we get to the golf story?
Yeah, Parrish,
Parrish golfs. And Rosie's into this stuff. So
anyway, I'll keep you updated.
You're both going to love this story. We talked about it earlier.
Perfect.
Insane.
By request, by the way, I'm going to read Jen Mills' story in my famed British accent.
Yes.
Yes.
Do you love golf? Tornadoes?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. Tornadoes?
We got to get you a t-shirt for the
Parrish
Tornadoes.
Yes.
Mm. Do you love golf?
It's an S-storm.
Hopefully you don't love it as much as this dude, who's been filmed getting it on with the ninth hole. while pleasuring himself with a flagpole.
Now, let me stop there. Just so I want to make sure that Mark Parrish and Mark Rosen heard what you said.
What?
He wasn't getting it on the ninth hole.
No.
He was getting it on in the ninth hole.
You heard what I said?
That's right. He banged a golf hole.
Listen to this, guys.
He did?
If there's any gray area, I wanted to make that crystal clear.
I got too many lines going through my mind right now.
Look at the picture.
As you can see.
That is, what? Is that where the term it's in the hole?
Yes, that's right.
Okay.
Right. As you can see, he's taking the flagpole, and he's...
Let's just say the flagpole is in his bunker.
Yeah. Well said.
How is there a picture? Who took the picture?
This gentleman who recorded it, and the whole video is online. It's the dirtiest thing you could ever see, and listen to this guy's reaction to it.
There's a lad himself filming it on his phone. He's filming it on his phone.
Is that what he's doing with his other hand?
On his phone.
Yeah.
His own
That's right. That's what he's doing.
So the golf flag,
yes,
is...
I get it.
...in his sand trap.
Okay.
Yeah.
While he is hammering hole number 9.
Right.
While he's filming the whole act.
Yeah, now, so technically he's hammering hole number 9 and number 2 at the same time.
Yeah. He's got a hole in one on two holes simultaneously.
Right. For clarification, there are two cameramen here. The guy performing the act.
And someone else.
And then this guy who just did commentary saying, I can't believe he's filming it with his phone.
The guy filming himself is way too excited.
But the guy filming it, the guy that just talked there.
Yeah.
Overwhelmingly likely was golfing the course.
Yeah.
This guy didn't have to be a golfer. No. He just liked to bang that specific golf hole.
Kind of redefines the term, can I play through?
I mean, I gotta believe he lost a fantasy football bet.
I don't know. You guys have made some outrageous bets on the show.
Not banging a public golf course.
Hey, real quick, anybody else have a golf joke that you'd like to have a drum roll for? Anybody else got a good one? Just waiting. Sauce, you got golf joke?
No? Tee it up. For what?
A golf joke.
No.
About a guy banging a golf hole.
No, I'm taking the high road.
Okay. You're taking the high road? You just cracked like 4 of them.
Take that one? Now. Yeah.
You sure?
No.
Okay.
I don't want to force it.
Try.
Like he was. Is he using a wood on that hole?
I like that. Actually, that's a good one. I'm going to give him credit. I like that one.
Anybody else?
Why, do you have one?
No, I'm done.
George Carlin?
No, I'm done.
I'm still Mark? Trying to wrap my head around.
Rosie, you got one?
Yeah, Rosie's
one. No.
One of the craziest fetishes or whatever the heck it is.
I'm following the story for you guys.
I am perplexed.
Oh, Rosie!
No thanks, I don't want to borrow your putter. It's awful.
I need to explain Rosie, that one.
Was
terrible.
It was horrible.
I feel bad for whoever's got to pull their ball out of that hole next.
Oh, you needed a drum roll.
That was pretty good.
That was good. That was better than mine.
All right. So there you go.
Well, that was an interesting story.
That happened. I'd like to introduce you guys now to Sharon Dobbins.
That's a terrible name.
Let me apologize to any Sharon Dobbins out there listening right now.
Oh, yeah. We hate to piss off that demo. Oh, no, we lost all the Sharon Dobbins.
Oh, Sharon!
Sharon wanted her son up for church on Sunday morning.
Oh, boy.
So she tasered him.
Whoa.
And then apparently she got wasted before the TV interview. Listen to this.
I said, get up. It's Jesus Day. I don't think I did anything wrong because you're supposed to put God first. And that's all I was trying to tell my kids, put God first. He was like, Mom, I'm calling the police. I said, you can call police, UPS, DPS, whoever you want to call. We're on the phone, and I told dispatcher, I told her, I said, you need to be with Jesus right now.
Did you tase your son?
No, I made the noise with the taser, but I did not tase my son. Nobody writes a book on the correct way of parenting. I told my sons this, honor thy mother, thy father, or the days will be shortened. That's my favorite.
Wow.
Jesus.
A lot
can't
of logic.
Your parents, can you?
Sounds like a Lambert.
For the record, by the way, the police did find two burn marks, basically what a taser would make on the kid's leg.
She
absolutely did tase her kid.
And he called the police, UPS, and DPS.
DPS? What is DPS?
I don't know what DPS is. Maybe DPS is the guy on the golf course. Maybe that's his name.
Yeah.
Anyway. No, he was DTF.
Yeah.
Yes,
public
he was.
Safety.
And
do you think
finally,
that's the only time that guy has slept with a nine?
Okay,
that was good.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Okay.
No, it's okay.
I thought it was good.
Yeah.
No, not great. Right.
Just don't look up on the ninth hole when you hear fornicate.
Oh!
Someone just said, Ryan sent that to me, so
yes,
thanks,
sir, Ryan.
Thanks, Ryan.
I like that. Good.
Okay.
That was stupid.
Thanks, George Carlin.
Yeah, anytime, Billy Crystal.
And finally, the greatest coach in the history of Minnesota football has a birthday today. He's 74 years old.
The greatest coach in
Miles
the history
Ginther?
Of
the
Minnesota greatest? Football.
Yep. I'm not quite sure.
Greatest coach in the history of Minnesota football. Birthday today, 74 years old. That's right, Craig T. Nelson.
Oh,
Craig T. Nelson.
Right. That's right. He's 74 years old,
wow,
man. Of course, he was in coach, but he was also the dad in Poltergeist.
Oh, that was such a good role.
Still freaks me
it
out.
It still yeah, does.
That I, first I movie still it. Freaks me out.
It does.
But here's the thing that I always forget. He's the dad. He's Mr. Incredible.
Yeah.
In The Incredibles.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Is he really?
I always forget that.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He's also in, what was that sad NBC show?
Parenthood. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God.
Dude, that show is too heavy. Oh, yeah. It's just too
cry.
Much. Some shows are just, I think this is
really good
too
actor.
Heavy as well.
Underrated.
I agree.
Yeah. A lot of nice roles.
But yeah. Minnesota State Screaming Eagles, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flying Eagles?
Memory.
Flying Eagles or Screaming Eagles?
Screaming Eagles.
Guys, let's all make a pact quickly as a show, okay?
Yeah.
Let's all pretend, or not pretend, promise. That's the opposite. Let's all promise to drive safely today out on the roads, correct?
Correct.
Can we all agree to that?
Yes. Right, why not?
And can we all promise for the next 24 hours we won't bang a golf hole?
It's too
yes.
cold out.
That's part of the reason I want you to promise it.
Yeah,
I'm worried about your penis.
You know what, dude? I'll make you that promise.
Thank you, Chris.
Yep.
Mark Parrish, you're a delight.
Why, thank you.
Rosie,
boy.
You're tolerable.
Thank you.
We'll
let's,
see you tomorrow.
I'll take that.
Parrish, we'll see you on Friday for initial.
Friday.
Yay!
The Power Trip returns 5:30 to 9 tomorrow. See you then.
Back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.